Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. VNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. VNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call VNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from VNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at VNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call VNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call VNT Satellite, 241-3474.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
In medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program about you and your health. And we're going to review some of the top stories of the week. Plus, we're going to talk about an exciting new supplement that addresses one of the most common problems that people experience that undermines their health, which is insufficient sleep and insomnia. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about this week. We invite your phone calls during this hour and next, so let's go. This week, we had an article that appeared in Science Daily, which is basically stating the obvious, something that I've been talking about for a long time. One of the things that integrative doctors like myself do, we don't just treat sick people, we treat well people. And one of the most important populations of well people that we treat are parents who are contemplating pregnancy. We call this prenatal planning. And in prenatal planning, we emphasize healthy diet, healthy lifestyle habits, avoidance of toxins. And it kind of harkens back to what happened when I was born. I was born in 1952. And even then, my parents had the wisdom to suggest that while Dad was working in the city, he had a job in New York City in Manhattan, that Mom should go to a healthy environment. They actually in those days had special farms for pregnant ladies in what was then the countryside of New Jersey. Probably it's all suburban neighborhoods by now. But she went to a farm where she ate healthy, natural, organic food, and yours truly is the result of that process. Well, headline in Science Daily, fast forward 70-plus years, pregnant women should avoid ultra-processed fast foods, experts urge. According to researchers, they focus on, in this study, on one particular thing, phthalates. Phthalates are in plastics. They are plasticizers. They lend flexibility to plastics. It says, according to the study, when moms are exposed to this chemical, it can cross the placenta and go into fetal circulation. The research has found that ultra-processed food comprised 10 to 60% of participants' diets. So more than half of what some people consume is ultra-processed. That, on average, is 39%. According to the study, each 10% higher dietary proportion of ultra-processed food was associated with a 13% higher concentration of something called diethyl phthalate, one of the most common and harmful phthalates. They determined levels of these harmful phthalates via urine samples taken from women in the study. So where do these phthalates come from? Well, they're not deliberately added to food. When it comes to fast food, gloves worn by the employees and storage preparation serving equipment or tools may be the main sources of exposure. They say that when ultra-processed foods are made, Both frozen and fresh ingredients would be subject to these sources. In this study, they claim more legislation is needed to prevent phthalate contamination into foods by regulating the composition of food wrapping. Yeah, those wrappers, you know, the stuff in the wrappers permeates the food. Even the gloves that food handlers may use may be a source of phthalates. Another article this week, Science Daily reports, are environmental toxins putting future generations at risk? And it kind of harkens back to DDT. DDT has been outlawed, but it's one of those forever chemicals. It breaks down into DDE. And in the study, they say we identified regions of the sperm that are associated with serum levels of DDE. And it turns out that the more DDE you're exposed to, the higher the DNA damage in the sperm. You know, they say that sperm has become an endangered species. A lot of couples suffering from infertility. Often it's the woman, but sometimes it's the man. Sperm viability, sperm counts are declining worldwide. That is a token of the environmental exposure that we're subject to. And often there's so many things in the environment that may have harmful effects. Another study, folks, I don't want to depress you, but all this argues for avoidance of ultra-processed foods, and even something as innocuous as Cheerios. You know, Cheerios were featured in a kind of a tear-jerking ad, very effective ad, where a little girl was counting her Cheerios, playing with her Cheerios. At least like an ideal food for little kids, and Dad was looking on proudly as his little daughter was playing with her Cheerios. Headline, chemical that may cause infertility found in Cheerios, Quaker Oats. 80% of Americans tested were found to have been exposed to chlormaquat. You probably haven't even heard of this chemical. First time I heard about it, I've heard of paraquat, which is an herbicide, right? You know, something that gets rid of weeds, weed killer. Chlormaquat has been linked to issues with puberty and reproduction. It is a gender-bending xenoestrogenic chemical. The chemical has been banned for use on edible plants in the United States. But in 2018, the Environmental Protection Agency, in its wisdom, began to allow plants treated with chlormaquat to be imported from other countries where it's still allowed. So, when reached by people, Quaker Foods responded, Quaker, we stand by the safety and quality of our products. We have a comprehensive food safety management system in place, yada, yada, yada. But in animal studies, chlormaquat has been linked to reduced fertility and reproductive problems, delayed puberty. It impacts embryonic growth and has adverse effects on postnatal health. So, you know, while Cheerios is considered a favorite first finger food by moms, a bit of a caution flag on even what is considered a wholesome whole grain product. Another factor that we pay attention to, and this is for real, stress during pregnancy has an impact on the outcome of pregnancy. Headline, high levels of maternal stress during pregnancy linked to children's behavior problems. Sensibly enough, researchers found that women who reported more anxiety, depression, or stress while pregnant were more likely to have children with more ADHD symptoms, or who exhibited more difficulties with aggressive or hostile behavior. The research was published in the journal Psychological Bulletin. So, you know, a healthy environment, a healthy diet, adequate sleep, minimization of stressful exposures, all these are important. And finally, big study, 92,000 adults in something called the French Nutrinet Santé. Santé is like, you say that in a toast in France. Cheerio. L'chaim. Santé. That's what you say in France when you toast. It's called the French Nutrinet Santé study. They found that food additive emulsifiers were associated with higher risk of cancer. Emulsifiers are often in ultra-processed foods. They include things like carrageenan and monoglycerides and diglycerides, fatty acids, they give mouthfeel to food. They're emulsifiers. But in this large study, they observed association between higher intakes of processed carrageenan and monodiglycerides of fatty acids with overall breast and prostate cancer risk. So it behooves us to eat wholesome, unprocessed, natural foods. And if there are ingredients on there, you can't identify, you know, when you go down that long list of ingredients and additives, colorings, flavorings, steer clear of those foods, particularly if you're contemplating pregnancy or an expectant mom. 877-726-8255 our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots more today to discuss on Intelligent Medicine, so stay with us.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. After a Madisonville, Texas veteran lost his home to a fire Tuesday morning, local veterans banded together to help. Jacob McWhorter lost his home, which was located along Highway 21. McWhorter says he's still standing because his service dog, Maddie May, alerted him of the fire just in time. It started up here in the corner and the flames were already halfway through the house, he said. About 30 seconds after she got me out, the whole front end fell in. If it weren't for her, I wouldn't be here. Thursday morning, a group of veterans and community members cleaned up what remained of the project. Madison County Veterans Service Office organized the event. Those who volunteered their time say it's the duty instilled in their heart that brought them out.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA provides free or low-cost health care to eligible veterans and covers everything from preventative to specialty care. No one knows veterans better. Sign up at va.gov, call 1-800-MY-VA-411, or visit your nearest VA medical center. Come see why 90% of patients say they trust VA for their health care.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that number is available to you 24-7, 365. And you can call in and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear that one.
I recently had a discussion over email with a doctor who claimed they practice the medicine they do because it's evidence-based. And I was kind of wondering, what do they mean by evidence-based medicine? Does that mean that homeopathy and acupuncture and all, and, you know, herbs and supplements are not evidence-based and theirs is evidence-based? And what is the evidence that they're talking about?
Okay, and that is a superb question, and it triggers a very interesting discussion. You know, we could say that, until the advent of evidence-based medicine, which basically was in the scientific era in the beginnings of the 20th century, that we had medicine that was based on folklore and belief, and to some extent based on experience. So you had practices that were tried and true practices that people did for many, many years, and they seemed to work. And so they were incorporated in medicine. And then you had practices that were like, for example, bloodletting. Bloodletting was very popular for centuries in medicine as a way of relieving the body of evil humors. But when subjected to scientific scrutiny, it turned out that it wasn't very effective, except in a small number of specific conditions where we do conduct phlebotomy or bloodletting for, say, iron overload or for conditions like polycythemia vera. There are a few exceptions where actually it's borne out by evidence-based medicine. So evidence-based medicine applies scientific principles to medical care. And there actually are some problems with that, especially when it comes to some of the practices that we know have traditional efficacy and, however, have not achieved the level of scientific legitimacy that, say, drug therapies have. And I have in front of me an editorial, and we're going to put that in the notes for today's program, The Tyranny of Evidence-Based Medicine. And it's a very famous article written in 2009. And what they basically say is that it's great because, you know, we don't want to just practice medicine based on superstitious beliefs. But the problem with evidence-based medicine is that, and I'm quoting here, absence of data in support of a given therapy is not in any way equivalent to positive evidence that the therapy is inferior to a competing approach. Another way of saying that is absence of proof is not proof of absence. In other words, evidence-based medicine is really well suited to looking at drugs, for example, because you can really hone in and look at the effect of one drug. You can use a model like a double-blind placebo-controlled trial where you give the active medication and then you give a placebo, and it either works or it doesn't, and you can apply statistical significance to that and see if it's, you know, the results are by chance or if they really are meaningful. And then we could do meta-analyses. The problem with meta-analyses is that we look at a bunch of studies and we cherry-pick sometimes to support the conclusion that we're looking for. So that these are the hallmarks of evidence-based medicine, double-blind placebo-controlled trials, meta-analyses. With looking at some therapies, and I'm quoting again from the article, The Charity of Evidence-Based Medicine, a given therapy, no matter how time-honored it may be, is not necessarily worthless simply because a randomized controlled trial has not been performed to prove its worth unequivocally. And examples might be, as this astute listener brought up, acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine. They work, but it's hard to prove they work. And also there's less money there because these are often therapies that are not go through the FDA approval process. They involve things that are available over the counter, like vitamins and supplements. And the money is simply not there to conduct multi-million-dollar trials. So the bottom line here from the author is evidence-based medicine, I'm quoting, is indeed a wonderful advance. It has brought scientific rationality to many backwaters of medicine that desperately needed it, but let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's still a huge role for common sense in the interpretation of the many studies that come onto the radar screen each day. And I thoroughly endorse that conclusion. This item, does fatigue sometimes hold you back? Well, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. And the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged mitochondria and improve your body's natural energy production is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There are full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas like NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or NT Factor, or go to ntfactor.com. Back in a moment, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and that selfsame newsletter upcoming article that's going to appear next week is on natural Ozempic. Is that for real? Are there ways of replicating the effects of GLP-1 drugs via natural means? I'll take that up in our newsletter. All you have to do is go to drhoffman.com and you can download the newsletter or you can subscribe to it and get it in your inbox every week. It's very informative, I believe, and is a great asset to you as listeners to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We got a caller, Dan in Connecticut. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been a fan of yours from probably the 90s on WOR. But I had a response because I just listened to your podcast from last week about the lady that was having problems getting dizzy.
Yeah.
And I just went through an episode with that, and I found a cure. Or
oh, great. Share it with us. Share it with us. That's
I had x-rays done in the ER on my foot. And after I got up, the world was spinning around, and it continued for a few, days. And I went to my primary care doctor, And he sent me to a cardiologist to do the Holter, and he sent me to an ENT of all people.
Right. So can I pause that for just a second? I just want to tell you, this is kind of the way that they work up these types of problems. You know, first they want to make sure that you're not having like a heart problem, because that can make you dizzy and lightheaded. So they're going to, you know, do a top-down approach, rule out the worst possible things. Then send you to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who handles, like, inner ear problems. Or maybe send you to a neurologist to make sure, God forbid, you might have a brain tumor that's impinging on your balance center. So that's kind of the way they work these things up. But, you know, 80% of the time, 90% of the time, they find that, yeah, just ordinary run-of-the-mill dizziness, you know. But go ahead.
Well, it wasn't run-of-the-mill dizziness. The Holter was fine, and he also sent me for a carotid ultrasound, which was fine. But they had me go with the audiologist for a test called ENT.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out I had positional vertigo, and the technician was able to manipulate me.
Yes, it's called, the manipulation is called an Epley maneuver, and it's like a way of kind of moving your head in space. I mean, it requires an expert to do that. But did that, was that a fix for you? Because sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
80 to 90% fix. I saw the ENT yesterday, and he is sending me to a PT specialist to follow up with it. And also, he noticed there was something about my ocular movements during the test, so he's sending me to the specialist for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So there is hope out there.
So they're sending you to a neuro ophthalmologist, someone who. Ophthalmologist who works on the nerves and the, you know, the eye-brain connection kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, look, this is fantastic, and I appreciate you sharing, because a lot of people kind of give up the ghost when they have vertigo. But it's worth undergoing a workup. You know, A, make sure that nothing really serious is going on with your heart. Okay, fine, we've ruled that out. And then go to an ENT, and that's what ear, nose, and throat doctors deal with. You know, not just nasal congestion. Sinus problems, they also deal with ear and balance problems. That's why they call them ear, nose, and throat. So, yeah, the Epley maneuver is something that is, you can look it up, E-P-P-L-E-Y, I think it is, and you can see that for some people that does provide relief. And so I'm glad you're on a healing path, and I thank you very much for sharing that. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, we talked about junk food. And there's an article in the Wall Street Journal. Big, bold warning labels can steer people away from junk food. And the correspondent here is a journalist who has lived in Chile. And in Chile, they say the U.S. can learn from Chile, another high-income country that grapples with nutrition and health problems. In 2016, as part of a comprehensive law to prevent further increases in childhood obesity, which is rampant down there too, Chile became the first country to implement warning labels on foods high in nutrients of concern, including most ultra-processed products. And they say the results are compelling. Calories consumed from consumer purchases of products with warning labels dropped by 24%. Following Chile's lead, eight other countries have since implemented similar labeling regulations covering most of South America, as well as Mexico and Canada. So that's pretty cool. But here's what happened to an effort in the United States to do this. They developed a smart choice campaign, a multi-million dollar food labeling program, which originated at Tufts University, where they have a health and nutrition department. Their participants, you know, industry supporters included Kraft, Kellogg, and Unilever. They pulled the plug on it because it had some obvious discrepancies. The program's rankings, they say, were controversial. However, severe criticism arose over the labeling of Cocoa Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms, Breyers Ice Cream, and Fruit Loops as healthy choices. And so sometimes when we try to establish nutritional priorities, things go wrong, and especially when the committees that set these standards are infiltrated by big food and big agriculture and the conglomerates that make ultra-processed foods. they can sometimes sabotage our efforts to provide guidance to the population about what constitutes a healthy diet. So, back to the drawing boards here in the United States. And, you know, it's interesting that countries that we consider, Chile, a second-rate country, countries in Latin America, they're ahead of us in broadcasting the harms of junk food and high-caloric, nutrient-depleted processed foods. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the problem of sleep. Tens of millions of Americans suffer from sleep problems, and we're going to talk about a potential solution. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Without a doubt, the biggest tech story in 2023 was the wide use of generative AI, including programs like ChatGPT. But just because it's AI or artificial intelligence doesn't mean it's 100% accurate. Andy Kurtzig is from Just Answer, the folks behind the ChatGPT verifier.
The biggest problem with ChatGPT is that it, quote-unquote, hallucinates, which means it just gives the wrong answer about a quarter to a third of the time. But worse is it gives the answer with 100% confidence. And so that's where the ChatGPT verifier comes in. So because we have these live human experts that respond really fast, on average about 4 minute response time, you can go to ChatGPT, you can have your conversation, you can do whatever you want to do, and you can copy paste that and have the experts on Just Answer confirm whether it's true or not.
Find out more at justanswer.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
It is Bird Health Awareness Week, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, is asking poultry owners to check that they have proper biosecurity practices in place to prevent the spread of disease. USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, Dr. Katie Burden.
Diseases like avian influenza are the number one threat to our nation's poultry. Having the right protective or biosecurity measures in place is vital to keeping birds healthy. Whether you own a few backyard birds or raise thousands on a farm, we all play an important role in protecting our flocks. USDA's Defend the Flock program offers free online tools and resources to keep your birds safe. By practicing good biosecurity, you can reduce the risk of people, animals, equipment, or vehicles carrying infectious diseases onto your property and protect your birds and other flocks from the spread of disease.
Visit the Defend the Flock website on www.aphis.usda.gov for more.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. A new nonprofit committed to improving the lives of America's military-connected community recently launched to ensure every veteran and military spouse has equal access to the resources necessary to unlock their full potential. MilitaryConnected.org is embarking on a nationwide effort to ensure that businesses are equipped to better attract, support, and engage military-connected talent through employer education, talent engagement, and data-driven research. To learn more about their mission and become a partner, visit MilitaryConnected.org. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is your host. And we're going to talk a little bit about sleep, because one of my favorite supplement breakthroughs is CBD. CBD has hit the marketplace a few years back, and it is something of tremendous utility. It's one of the, I think, most innovative products in the supplement marketplace. And we're going to talk to an expert. He's Lex Pelger, scientist at CV Sciences. He has a background in biochemistry, and he writes and lectures about cannabinoid science. He produces the weekly cannabis science newsletter, Cannabinoids and the People. And he lectures widely at conferences and universities about cannabinoid science, and makes canna education videos. You can find them on TikTok for CV Sciences. Lex has been a guest on one of our recent podcasts, and so we've invited him back to talk specifically about the application of CBD to sleep. How you doing, Lex? Welcome back.
Pretty good. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, well, first of all, you know, let's talk a little bit about CBD. What is it? And, you know, obviously it has something to do with cannabis, so maybe provide us with a distinction. I mean, there's a lot of people smoking pot these days. How does taking CBD differ from that?
Sure. Well, the nice part about CBD is it is the main non-psychoactive cannabinoid in cannabis. And so there's been a lot of research on it now, and it seems like it is the force behind a lot of the reasons that medical cannabis helps. Sometimes it's a THC, the one that gets you high, that seems to do the healing, and sometimes it's a CBD. And sometimes it's a combination of both of those working together. But CBD is really nice because it's approved for epilepsy, and so there's been a lot of safety studies on it, and you have kids taking hundreds or thousands of milligrams a day, and it's just pretty safe. At that kind of level, you're risking a little bit of gut upset and things like that. But for regular consumers, it's a really great way to harness the power of cannabis without having to risk the psychoactive effects that you might not want while you're working or parenting or whatever.
You know, I have to recall my extensive experience during college. Yes, I did inhale using marijuana, you know, obviously, because that was just rampant on campus in the 70s. And I have to say that smoking pot did not have a beneficial effect on my sleep. I would, you know, smoke pot, and then I would try to go to sleep, and I would get into sort of like a kind of a hallucinatory state where, you know, I would just, it was almost like, you know, revisiting Fillmore East with a light show. You know, for a long period of time, it actually delayed my sleep. So how does CBD differ in its impact on sleep, relaxation, mood, than a high THC product like, you know, ordinary marijuana?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty fascinating because your mileage will vary. Sometimes CBD really helps people get to sleep, and it's exactly what they love 30 minutes before bedtime. That's what it's like for my wife.
I now take a CBD product. I take your not the Reserve product, but the sleep product, the gummies, the Plus CBD sleep gummies.
Okay, that's great. I really like these CBD gummies because they have CBD in them, but they also have melatonin, 3 milligrams, which, you know, everybody is swearing by for helping with your circadian rhythm, but then also magnolia and lemon balm, which are two old herbs, are also helping with sleep and the anxiety of getting to sleep. So, yeah, my wife actually just started taking these sleep gummies, and she said it's made a really big difference. She's had sleep problems for a lot of years, and this has been helping.
Yeah, and so the synergy between the ingredients, I think, makes a difference because magnolia is actually an ingredient in some stress formulas. It seems to have the ability to lower cortisol, right? And that is something that interferes with sleep. People in a high-stress state, which is a lot of us, we make too much cortisol at a time when our body needs to relax. And magnolia traditionally has been associated with stress relief and reducing cortisol, right?
Correct. Correct. That's one of the reasons it helps. And also, since CBD helps with stress, sometimes that's the reason it helps people get to sleep. And I know for myself, I don't want to take it after a certain time of day. It'll keep me awake. But if I take CBD during the day, it lowers my overall anxiety levels, and then it makes it easier once I do get to try to sleep that night. So it'll take a little bit of experimentation to figure out whether it's CBD that helps you sleep or THC. Or in our Reserve sleep gummies, we actually have one more cannabinoid in there called CBN. And that is the cannabinoid that's been known as the sleepy cannabinoid for a lot of years. So this Reserve sleep product has a lot in it. It's 25 milligrams of CBD, 2.5 milligrams of THC, and then 5 milligrams of CBN, as well as that 3 milligrams of melatonin. So this is a product with all of the stuff in it for helping people sleep.
Okay, so there's two variants. There's the Plus CBD Sleep Gummies, which taste great, and I take them on a nightly basis. And then for some people, the Reserve Sleep Gummies with the THC and the CBDM, is it?
There's CBD and CBN.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cannabinol. That's actually the breakdown product of THC. If you let weed get old, that THC will eventually convert into CBN, and that's why if you smoke old cannabis, like something you found in your parents' stash from, you know, hidden in an attic from 30 years ago, that's more likely to make you sleep because it's aged with that CBN.
Wow. Okay, that's an interesting factoid. I'm not sure if any of my reefers from 1972 are still in existence, but, you know, I guess I'll check. So I think a lot of people – this brings up the other issue, which is a lot of people will say, well, you know, I take CBD for stress in the daytime. Will this make me fall asleep at the wheel? Or, you know, we have accounts of people – more and more people who smoke pot these days because of the legalization, and it's DWI on pot. Will CBD have this effect on motor function? Will it affect people adversely if they take it earlier in the day?
No. CBD does not, which is great. There's actually been driving studies specifically on CBD, and that isn't a risk, which is really nice. For most people, CBD is simply going to clear out your head somewhat, but you're not going to notice any motor control effects. You're not going to you'll be able to talk to your boss or your partner or anything just as well. You know, the one you want to watch out for is we do have these Reserve products with, you know, 2.5 milligrams of THC in it, which for most people is enough where you start to feel it in the head, or 5 milligrams of THC, which is enough where, you know, it might feel more like a beer or two in terms of psychoactivity. So with that, you want to be careful with driving. But if you're taking only CBD, you don't have to worry about the driving part at all, which is nice.
So how are these products different from what you might get at a pot dispensary? You know, more and more marijuana dispensaries are opening up in, you know, major urban areas and in states where it's legalized. How can this be dispensed over the counter? I mean, you can just go to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 and get 30% off. And you could just order it online, and it doesn't matter what state you're in. Is there some sort of legal threshold where the amount is regulated?
They're still working out exactly where that threshold is going to be, but thanks to that 2018 Farm Bill, if cannabinoids are derived from hemp, that is legally defined as hemp, less than 0.3% THC by dry weight, then anything that comes from them is legal. And so it feels like the law is working out towards anything with 5 milligrams of THC or less. They're just going to say this is more like a dietary supplement. This isn't an intoxicant at that kind of level. And so it's pretty nice that you can order a moderate level of THC and have it shipped to you anywhere in the states at this point. And maybe those laws will change in the future, but that's where the sane law would land, and we're hoping that's where things are going to go. But at this point, you can simply get THC sent to you as long as you're not getting a whole bunch of it, and I think it's a pretty reasonable thing, and it's also a really helpful thing because small amounts of THC can do really wonderful things for not only sleep but also protecting the brain. For CV Sciences, I have a giant science archive that I maintain called CVResearch.info, and I have a lot of different entries for all the organs, for a lot of diseases. Mm-hmm. I also have entries for low levels of THC, microdoses really. So taking 1 to 3 milligrams of THC per day and how that helps protect the aging brain in general.
Okay,
there's a lot of data there.
So what we're saying, and I try to emphasize this to my patients, is not only is this not harmful, you know, there's purpose-driven reasons for taking it, you know, for anxiety, for sleep, for pain, but, you know, are there adverse effects? In fact, there are beneficial effects that are beyond the acute effects that long-term use of some of these compounds supports the endocannabinoid system, which is actually anti-inflammatory, has neurocognitive supporting effects, and I'm sure that you have archived a lot of information on your research site about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how much data is out there for all these different disease states, but when you go to surveys about why people are using these hemp products, top three reasons are always pain and sleep, I'm blanking right now.
Our call to action is we've got a special offer for listeners. Visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Folks, the reason I've chosen to have CV Sciences my sponsor is they're the biggest and most science-oriented company around, and their safety is unquestionable and the quality unparalleled. Thanks for joining us, Les.
Great. Thanks so much.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. With South Carolina in his pocket, former President Trump now focusing on Michigan and its primary on Tuesday. Nikki Haley, brushing off the dust from a bitter rebuff from voters in the state where she served two terms as governor, vows not to give up her quest for the nomination. During a post-primary rally last night, Haley said in the next 10 days, over 20 more states and territories will be voting in primaries.
They have the right to a real choice. Not a Soviet-style election with only one candidate. And I have a duty to give them that choice.
Michigan's GOP will award 16 of its 55 delegates based on the results of Tuesday's primary. The remaining 39 delegates will be allocated at the state convention March 2nd. As of last night, former President Trump had 110 delegates to Haley's 20. 1,215 delegates are needed to win the party's nomination. Ukraine is concerned about delays in Western military aid.
Ukraine's defense minister, Rustam Umerov, says half of the promised Western military support fails to arrive on time. Speaking at an assembly in Kiev, he stressed that each delayed aid shipment complicates the task of military planners and ultimately costs the lives of soldiers. Ukrainian military leaders toured the frontline combat posts while facing a worsening ammunition shortage and Russian attacks in the east. Meanwhile, nightly strikes continue with Ukraine's air defenses shooting down drones sent by Moscow, while Russia targeted an unspecified facility in western Ukraine. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More demonstrations against French President Macron in Paris. Farmers are angry over demanding better living conditions, easier regulations. More at townhall.com.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
France's president got a less than enthusiastic reception at a large farmers' protest at the Paris Agricultural Fair.
At the opening of the Paris Agricultural Fair, French President Emmanuel Macron was greeted by angry farmers who blame him for not doing enough to support them. After a delayed start of the event, President Macron spent hours in an improvised meeting with some of the farmers to ease their concerns. Today you're fine. Tomorrow you're dead. Farming is like that. Why? The ups and downs of climate? Everyone is suffering through it. Avian flu, falling prices. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Tuvalu's former Attorney General Feletti Teo has been named Prime Minister of the tiny South Pacific nation after elections a month ago ousted the last government leader. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Coming up this Thursday is Leap Day. So how did it all begin and why?
Ancient civilization had calendars that made periodic corrections to realign with lunar and solar cycles. But it was Julius Caesar in 46 BC who put into practice what we now consider leap years. In large part, the idea was to keep the months in sync with annual events, including equinoxes and solstices. So let's say you were born 40 years ago this Thursday. Happy 10th birthday, Jason Walker reporting.
Barring a last-minute stay, a 73-year-old inmate will be executed by lethal injection Wednesday after being on death row for nearly 50 years for killing a fellow prisoner with a battery-filled sock. The inmate has a broad path of destruction that saw the condemned man convicted of 5 murders in 3 states. More at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program teed up for you. My first guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you as always.
All right. So you're going to want to write the number down, and this is a Kansas City-based number, but Bruce and his team serve clients all around the country. It's 913-563-7327. The Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And, Bruce, understand that. Okay, so first of all, I just got a warning about you can't use the that particular branded phrase, but we'll talk about the Chiefs and the big game, the championship game. And just to, right off the top, I said my piece last week and paid my respect with the tragedy that happened at the end of the parade. But I personally refuse to let the actions of just a couple of people ruin the opportunity to be proud of our team and talk about their accomplishments and all of those sort of things. So I did acknowledge that last week. And with that, let's talk about, and I want to say the word, but let's talk about the big game, Bruce.
You know, that would be super, Steve. I'd love to talk about the big game.
You know what? And I had a bowl of cheese dip at my party.
Did you really?
I did.
While you're enjoying the big game.
Yeah, it was super delicious. I'll tell you that. So
love it.
So anyway, I understand that you have some fun facts that you've kind of collected here about the big National Football League championship game.
Right. So normally we talk about all the different financial topics, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about financial impact of the big championship game.
Yeah.
This year it was in Las Vegas. And I like to affectionately call that Arrowhead West.
Arrowhead West. Have you seen the picture of the guy? He was part of the crew that actually built the stadium, and he has a Chiefs Kingdom flag, and he has reported that he buried that under the field in that stadium.
Well, that explains it. Now we know why it's Arrowhead West.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's kind of funny if you think about it. So, you know, in Kansas City, one of our biggest hated rivals throughout the NFL has been the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Now the Las Vegas Raiders. And besides the Kansas City Chiefs being a big challenge to the Raiders, San Francisco shares a big bay with Oakland. So Oakland's two most hated teams were San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
We both had the pleasure of playing in a big game on their field, on their stadium, in their new city.
Yeah.
And they've never even had a playoff game themselves yet.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. I posted on social media, I said, it was a picture of all of our guys
spraying champagne in the locker room. It was so we were the home team, so we were right. in the Raiders locker room. They painted that thing red, and everyone was going crazy. And it was immediately after they all hit the room. And I said, can you imagine how upset the Raiders have to be to see that happening in their locker room?
And being the great Kansas City fans we are, we don't really care.
We don't care. That's right. That's exactly right. So they're going to have to deep clean that thing and maybe replace the carpet and stuff. So
well, hopefully we didn't trash it out too bad.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
So I actually did go out to Vegas, and interesting fact, it's just about 3,000 miles to drive out there and back.
Okay.
So I broke the trip up a little bit, but on the other side of one or other disliked people, the Denver Broncos. So
yeah.
Stayed on the other side of Denver.
Yeah,
but anyway, a great time out there. But it's interesting, not only the city that holds the big game, but the state that holds the big game and the country as a whole make some massive windfalls of economic activity and money. So I thought it might be fun to share a couple of those items.
Yeah, let's hear it. I saw a few of these statistics, and they're kind of jaw-dropping, actually.
Right. So on a national level, they project that in the United States, $17.3 billion is spent around the Super Bowl. Oh, sorry, some kind of a bowl game.
Bowl, yeah.
But anyway, that's similar to a GDP of Jamaica and Nicaragua. So just kind of give you a little bit of flavor there. Whole national GDP, it matches what we spend on this one big game.
Over one game.
One big game.
Dang.
It's yeah. crazy.
That's probably why those commercials are so expensive. So
somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Speaking
yeah.
of expensive, so yeah. you want to guess what the first big game.
Yeah.
Ticket cost?
I have no idea. I mean, it's got to be peanuts. I mean, yeah.
$12.
$12.
Right. And the base ticket this year, any idea?
You know, I heard a lot about $8,000 to $10,000, but I don't know if that's a base ticket or not.
Yeah, I think if you were able to buy it through the NFL for the base ticket, it's like $5,900. But with scalpers getting involved and everybody else, the lot tickets went for as much as $20,000 apiece.
God. So $12 to...
$5,900, I guess, if you're going apple to apple.
$10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000. So,
right.
Yikes. I wonder what Taylor paid for her ticket in the booth up there. I don't know. It probably a lot of money.
I guess it cost at least $1 million or more, but I have no idea.
Yeah, I would think so. So.
Crazy. But so like the state, so like last year, and we won't know the full economic impact for Las Vegas or for Nevada, but last year in Arizona, they estimated that the statewide revenue for having the fancy bowl game in Arizona had been $1.3 billion last year. I would assume it's going to be at least that much this year, maybe even more, because Vegas is probably more conducive to that. But let you also think about the fact that it's actually building on top of what's already a popular spot. You know, hotel prices, they jack those way up, as you can imagine. So Las Vegas had the first Formula One race out there last fall. And
okay.
they had a whole lot of extra infrastructure building and stadiums and a whole lot of things like that.
I think I saw part of it on the television. It looked really cool.
Right, yeah.
I mean, they're driving through the streets of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I'm down Las Vegas Boulevard
yeah.
and around that area. So normally, I don't know what the base average price of hotels are in Vegas on the weekends, but it was higher for the Formula One. It was $220 a night average. The big game average was $570 a night.
Mm.
For Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So you can imagine that if the Formula One was elevated and then this big game was even that much higher, it's just crazy how much money people spend.
Yep, and I think they generally try to keep the prices reasonable because they want you to come in and then they want you to spend your money in the casinos. That's where they're going to make it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times you can get better deals on some of the casinos.
Yeah.
And we would have did a lot of the events while we're out there. Went to the Shaq's Fun House, which was Shaquille O'Neal. He does this thing called DJ Diesel. And they had that actually between the Wynn and the Encore in their big pool outside area, but part of it was underneath the stage. And that was just crazy. You wouldn't believe how many people. You couldn't stir them. You know, you always hear the phrase, can't stir them with a stick. It was literally that thick.
Wow.
You know, luckily, yeah. we were a part of a group. We had a big cabana, you know, elevated yeah. cabana that was heated, thank God, because it was a little bit on the cold side.
Oh, it was a little cool. I was going to ask you what the weather was like.
Yeah, but it was kind of a little bit damp and a little bit cooler for what you like to see out in the desert, but it was still pretty nice. And then, of course, they had a lot of other events out there. They had the the big experience, you could implant the name of the actual event there, it was at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, and that was a really nice program. They had a lot of people in there, and all the previous trophies and rings and some players and a lot of stuff for the kids, and so that was a really good time. But that was a lot of that. But, yeah, they expected they were going to have an additional 330,000 people extra inside of Vegas for the big game.
330,000 extra people.
Yep, on top of normal.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, no wonder there's so much money flowing out there. That's crazy. Well, you know, they're built for that, though. I mean, they have the infrastructure probably better than most places to handle that.
Right. I think what happens is you probably had a lot more Airbnbs out there, and then some of the peripheral casinos and hotels that may not always get packed on the weekends, they all filled up, and then some of your areas that aren't that far out. So, yeah, anyways, it was a big, big financial windfall, not only for Las Vegas, but for Nevada and then for the country as a whole.
That is just that's just amazing, and I'm glad that you were able to get out there and experience. And you and I and several other people were kind of texting back and forth, and you were kind of giving us updates and everything. It kind of felt like we were there a little bit. It was fun.
Good. Yeah, and I didn't even go to the game actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that's the whole point. I mean, the stadium has maybe 60,000 people that it holds.
Yeah.
But 330,000 extra people showing up
for all these
to be there for all the excitement. The city was on fire.
And the watch parties and all of that stuff. So.
Right, yeah.
All right. So to reach out to Bruce Glenn, he's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. Here's the phone number, 913-563-7327. 913-563-7327. And we're going to talk about some financial topics here shortly. We just wanted to have a little bit of fun, given that the big game just happened. And of course, our Chiefs won it. So, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the second biggest event for eating food during the holiday celebration? A, Thanksgiving. B, the Super Bowl. C, Christmas. Or D, Independence Day. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Each week, VA sends an email to over 13 million veterans across the country. It's jam-packed with resources like free concert tickets, farming assistance, workout programs, national park passes, and veteran discounts on hundreds of services, plus access to local events for veterans and their families, and even barbecue sandwiches, all at no cost. One can also find job listings, career mentoring opportunities from Fortune 500 CEOs, small business help, and information on home loans. Are you in the know? Subscribe for free at va.gov/vetresources to learn more about the federal, state, nonprofit, and private sector resources available to veterans and their families. That's va.gov/vetresources.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the second biggest event for eating food during the holiday celebration? A, Thanksgiving. B, the Super C, Christmas. Or D, Independence Day? And the answer is B, the Super Bowl, and that's the second biggest food consumption. And I don't know if that's a holiday or not. I think, Sean, I think you had some thoughts on that.
They ought to play this game on Saturday night simply for the fact that nearly 16.1 million people call in sick the next day to work.
I'm going to call that a holiday.
Yeah.
Bruce, there's another fact that you can use. So what, it was 16.1 million? Oh my gosh!
On average.
Okay, well we'll call that a holiday. So there we go.
May not want them working if they're hungover anyway.
That's right. That'll be way too much. So, all right, we're back with my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn, the Glenn team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, you have kind of a jaw dropping kind of a statistic of a food product that's consumed during the big game.
Yeah, you're talking about food. So just during the game itself, it's projected that 11.2 million pounds of potato chips are consumed.
During the game. During
the game, yeah. 11.2 million pounds of potato chips will be consumed during the game. That's a staggering amount of
oil
and grease.
Yeah, in my house, I think we ate about 5 pounds of anyway. So.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
So, you know, this is something I just learned recently. Steve, have you any idea who actually named the big game that we can't say?
I actually do know that. But I'll guarantee you, a lot of our listeners do not. So go ahead and tell us.
No, I was asking you. You share.
Okay. Well, it was Lamar Hunt,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes, which is surprising. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the AFC Championship trophy is the Lamar Hunt trophy.
That's right.
And then the trophy of the big game is Lombardi. But I didn't know that Lamar actually named the game.
He did. And for historical reference, he named it the Super Bowl. And there are a lot of documentaries out there that show how that kind of came about. So pretty cool stuff.
Well, I feel really lackadaisical there being a Kansas City Chiefs guy and not knowing that. So live and learn.
I went on a tour with Odyssey out to the Chiefs Stadium, and the lady was asking all these fun facts, and she said, in the year 19, I forgot what it was, why did the Chiefs install a grass field? No one knew, and so I raised my hand. And I said, well, it's for Joe Namath. Oh, my gosh.
Lynn Dawson?
No, for Joe Montana.
Oh, okay.
I said it's for Joe Namath. I don't know where that came from. So I've had plenty of coffee. But, no, it's for Joe Montana. And she goes, oh, she was stunned. She said, no one has ever known that. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's for his knees, protect his knees. He was getting to be older and is a little more friendly on the knees to have a grass surface rather than the turf. So.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a recruiting idea there. If you're getting free agents, if you've got a grass turf, I think it is a lot better for the players to be able to do that. So if they enjoy that.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Yeah. So I thought we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and I want to jump on it real quick. We're talking about the financial. I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit, get into actual financial investment side of it, because as you know, we're always concerned about making sure that we're saving enough to get to retirement and for our money to last.
Uh-huh.
And in order, a big part of that is, you know, having you invest at the right risk level that you're good with, but also make sure you have high-quality investments. So when we first start screening through and building our models, we're starting with a research tool called Morningstar. And Morningstar is the highest-rated and most recognized independent research in our industry. But we'll start looking for five-star funds, which is the highest score you can get. And then there's some other ratings like gold or silver or bronze. We'd like to get five-star and as high of a rating as we can. And we'll initially screen through for the five best funds per asset class. So an asset class is like large cap growth, meaning large U.S. companies that don't pay a dividend. They're growth focused on their price of the per share pricing. So we'll start on a screen down of the top five per asset class that are still open and available for new investing. Mm-hmm. And then after we do that, we're going to pivot that report over to a fiduciary tool that we use for a lot of our big hospitals and colleges and corporate 401k plans. And it's called FI360. And we'll take those five from Morningstar and we'll run through an additional set of criteria through the FI360 fiduciary report. And after it layers on his additional criteria, that really helps us narrow down to what we feel like is the very best fund. And then we want to make sure the portfolio actually really works well together. So, you know, it's all great to have individual players, but if those individual players don't play together as a unit, like the Kansas City Chiefs offense or the defense or the special teams, if they don't, you know, collaborate and work well together, then it doesn't do a whole lot of good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a system called Riskalyze that does kind of a historical look at how all these investments did and what positions we have them in, and are they playing well with each other, or is one of them taking too much of the shelf space and overcovering the other one, things like that. And so anyway, that helps us kind of double check that the investments we're using are actually going to work together in the spots they belong in and not drift, as we call it. We don't want them to drift into other categories that they don't belong in. We want the center to stay in the center. We want the running back to do what the running back's supposed to do, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And then the final version we'll do, or the fourth level, is we'll take a system called Aladdin, and that's a forward stress test that we can plug in as many as 250 different issues that can happen. Like recently we had high inflation. Well, not every investment is going to act the same way during inflation areas. So that's something that gives us a stress look forward on our portfolios and see how that looks. And then we'll build that portfolio. And then as our clients come in, then we'll, you know, depending on what risk level they want, we'll start with that. And then we may build in some individual stocks or bonds along with it and kind of, you know, some other types of programs. But that's kind of the high level kind of how we start looking at that. And then we re-review those on a regular basis. It's kind of like an all-star team. You want to make sure you continue to have good, high-quality all-stars in each one of those positions on an ongoing basis, and that's how we do that. So then the flip side of that, Steve, is when we are working with prospective clients, they'll come in and they want to make sure that they are doing everything they should be doing to get to where they can retire well and their money to last. And we'll take their investments and we'll run it through this Morningstar report, and we'll take a look and see how they're holding up. So we'll see what their star rating is, if they have an analytic forecast, how that looks, how they compared to their peer groups, how they compared to their indexes that they belong to, what kind of fees they're paying. Is it a retail share class or is it institutional wholesale, which we always recommend as a fiduciary, and then see, you know, if they have bonds, what the credit quality of the bonds are, and a lot of things like that. I just want to kind of impress upon people, you don't want to buy, hold, and forget your investments. You do need to make sure they continue to perform at an all-star level. And there's different tools out there that you can use to find this out. And we do that as a complimentary basis for folks to do a second opinion and see how their investments and portfolios are built.
So I know you just barely touched on that, and there's so much to that, but that sounds very, very thorough. Do most financial advisors go through all of that?
Well, I can't speak for what everybody else does, but I will say that when we take a look at the portfolios and we educate prospective people how there's a lot of gaps a lot of times, and there's a lot of inherent risks inside portfolios that they have no idea about. And so it's good to see that.
For a second opinion, reach out to Bruce Glenn. He definitely knows what he's doing at 913-563-7327 for a complimentary second opinion. And he will take all of your information and go through that lengthy process to set you on the right track, or at least give you a second opinion. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate all you do. And thanks for all of the statistics on the big game.
There you go. It was super to be here with you, Steve.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm ready for my bowl of cereal as a treat afterwards.
There you go.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
With entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gear Health Loft since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
This report is sponsored by Robert Half.
Is your company prepared to overcome today's hiring challenges? With the skills gap growing, historically low unemployment rates, and fewer workers choosing to pursue new opportunities, 9 out of 10 hiring managers say it's challenging to find the talent they need. Robert Half's Demand for Skilled Talent report presents exclusive data to help overcome these obstacles in an increasingly competitive labor market. Explore current hiring and employment trends, learn which roles are in greatest demand, and what's driving company hiring plans. Gain effective strategies to attract and retain top talent, including common hiring mistakes and how to avoid them. Though employers may have more leverage in today's job market, skilled talent is still hard to find. Candidates who have the skills required to boost company productivity, prevent employee burnout, and complete mission-critical projects are in high demand. Companies need a thoughtful hiring and retention plan to effectively compete for top talent. Access the exclusive report at roberthalf.com/demand-for-skilled-talent.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I'm in the studio. I'm speaking with Sean Floyd, our producer extraordinaire, and he said he made a really good point, Sean. And what was your point?
I think the reason why you mistaken Joe Montana for Joe Namath was that Joe Namath thinks he knows a lot about Medicare, but nothing compared to your next guest.
That's right. Joe has got nothing on my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It's good to be back, Steve. Thank you.
All right.
And I'm not Joe Namath.
Oh. And now you could call him like Medicare Joe because he does all of these really annoying Medicare ads.
Well, he's also doing hearing aid ads, and it's interesting that he's wearing the exact same shirt in both ads.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel sorry for him because, you know, he can't even afford two shirts.
No.
That's why he needs free rides to the doctor.
He does. That,
poor guy.
That's right. So we're going to talk about the wonderful world of Medicare. Mark has forgotten more about Medicare than I know, and he truly is an expert. Reach out to Mark Squires and his excellent team at Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141, or online. It's an excellent website, lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, what time of year is it?
Well, as we determined in the first couple of segments of the show today, the big game, air quotes flying all over the studio,
right.
That's past us. And just last Monday, we got the big race out of the way, the one in Daytona, although the NASCAR people don't care if you say Daytona 500. So we got that out of the way. So what does that leave? Well, in the world of Medicare, Steve, we have something. Now, this is a big misunderstanding for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They think that period between October through December is the open enrollment period, and that's not. That's the annual election period.
See, you've trained me well. It is the annual election period.
That's right.
I always call it open enrollment, and you're like, Steve, let's get this right.
Right. We are now in the open enrollment period.
Oh, so there is one.
There is one. It's called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Now, they gave you a clue there what it applies to. It applies to people who are on Medicare Advantage plans. Now, OEP, open enrollment period, for Medicare Advantage lasts from January 1st to March 31st. So we've got about 5 more weeks in the open enrollment period. And what people on Medicare Advantage plans can do, they can make a one-time change, either go back to their old Medicare Advantage plan or to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or they can choose just to buy a standalone prescription drug plan and go back to original Medicare all by itself.
A and B in a supplement.
A and B, well, a supplement, they're still going to have to go through underwriting.
Okay.
But the key there is a lot of my colleagues in this business get this fatalistic attitude that, oh, well, if they have to go through underwriting, they're never going to pass.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we took your mom through underwriting, and she passed with flying colors. And the other day I had a couple in over in Overland Park that he was 86 and she was 81, and they weren't even taking medications, which is probably why they're healthy at 86 and 81.
Yeah, that's unusual.
But we took them through underwriting, ended up saving them, I don't know, probably somewhere around $400 a month.
Holy
for what
cow.
They were paying.
Yep.
And
you saved my mom a couple hundred bucks a month.
It was about $280, I think.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you got like an extra Christmas gift that year or something.
I did.
Yeah, it was dark chocolate or something.
Yeah, I did.
But you know, that's the thing is during this time of year, if you enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan or you changed Medicare Advantage plans and all of a sudden you're finding out maybe this wasn't the great, maybe you changed because you wanted that $2,500 of dental, but suddenly you're finding out it doesn't cover podiatry, you might want to make a phone call to us and see if we can fix that for you.
So if you responded to one of the Joe Namath call, and there are a lot of these celebrity type of pitch men and pitch women, and is it Marge or who's
Martha?
Martha, yeah,
Martha,
yeah.
And we got William Devane now.
Oh, all right.
If you don't buy his gold, then you can come over and buy his Medicare. But,
yeah. So they're trying to get you to make a phone call, and we've talked about this on the on some previous programs. So if it's not all you thought it was going to be, and you were taken in by one of these glossy commercials, now's your chance to maybe make a change to a better situation.
At the very least, if you're uncomfortable with your plan or you think maybe you made a mistake, make a phone call and let us check it for you and maybe explain some things. Doesn't mean we're going to try to sell you something. Quite often we'll say, hey, this is really good. This is how it works. And if you have questions in the future, pick up the phone and give us a call. I mean, like we say, we speak Medicare, so you don't have to.
Yeah, yeah. All right. No, that sounds great.
Now, that ends on March 31st, Steve. April 1st, you are locked in.
That is for another year.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not for a full year, but yeah, until 2025.
Can they make changes during the annual election period as well?
Yes.
Okay. So if you have an Advantage plan, you really have two different time frames where you can make a change.
That's absolutely right.
I did not know that.
Well, and unfortunately, there's some abusive practices in the Medicare field that go on relating to that. You know, legally, we are not allowed to market the open enrollment period. Yet there are agents out there who are knocking on doors going, did you know you can change your Medicare Advantage plan now? And that's against the law, but they still do it.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. There's a law and people don't follow it.
It blows my mind. I thought laws prevented those sort of things.
No.
That's a whole nother show, I think.
Right. We want to go there.
So. All right. So increased income limits to the Extra Help program.
That is one of the most exciting things in the world of Medicare for me is, you know, we deal with a lot of people who find it very difficult to afford their medications.
Yep.
And there is a program. It's called the Low Income Subsidy or Social Security Extra Help Program. And people tell me all the time, oh, I never qualify for that stuff. Well, part of the Inflation Reduction Act, more air quotes in the studio, Steve.
Yeah, because
it did. Anyway, we won't go there either. They, through the Inflation Reduction Act, the income limits to qualify for low-income subsidy or extra help for prescription drugs was raised from 130% of the federal poverty level to 150% of the federal poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
That means in 2024, right now, when we're talking, Steve, for a single person, if their income, now that's adjusted gross income, okay, is below $21,870, they're likely going to qualify to get a greatly reduced rate on their prescription drugs. I'm talking $4.95 for a brand name drug, between $4.95 and $9.95. Instead of Eliquis being $163, it could very well be as low as $4.95 to $9.95, depending on the plan.
Okay, guaranteed. You just turned a lot of heads. I've never heard of this. I would think most people have not heard of this either.
You know, it's weird. When somebody goes on Medicare, they actually get the form to apply in the mail. And most people look at it, oh, so I don't know what this is. They throw it away.
Yeah, there's no assistance in explaining this and this form is important and you need to fill this thing out.
Right.
You might qualify for, you know, $4.95 plan or prescription.
And by the time they get that form in the mail, they've heard so many you may qualify for advertisements. They're just, I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. Well, if it's a married couple, it's $29,850. It doesn't sound like a lot. It does sound like a lot to some people. But if your income, adjusted gross income, that's the key, is one of those numbers, then you can either go to SSA.gov to see if you qualify. You can call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 to see if you qualify. Or a third option, you could call my team, Medicare Whisperer team, and we can help you walk through that process as well. We're at 816-841-9141.
So for a couple, that's just a little, if you're just a little under $2,500 a month, combined income.
Mm-hmm.
I would think there are probably a lot of folks who would qualify for this.
Mm-hmm. That is adjusted gross income, and we don't have time on this show to talk about what the difference is between total income and adjusted gross income. If you don't understand that, talk to your tax person, give us a call. We don't give tax advice, but we can walk you through the process of applying for low-income subsidy.
816-841-9141. So if that got your attention like it got my attention, and you think, you're like, wait a minute, I've never heard of this, but I could save money on my medications potentially, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-841-9141. And Mark, who is Roy, and what did he do with your Medicare agent?
That's quite a topic. So in the world of Medicare, we have a term, it's ROY, and ROY stands for rest of the year.
Ah.
So we talked about AEP, we talked about OEP, now we have ROI. Acronyms flying around everywhere.
See, and I thought healthcare had acronymology. This might have it beat. So
Medicare definitely does. So ROY meaning rest of the year, and there are a great number, and I can't give you a quantifiable statistic, okay? There's a great number of Medicare agents who work 7 to 9 weeks out of the year. They work during the annual election period, and then they go away.
And that's it. Yep.
That's it. And they're not there to answer the phone if you have a problem. You have a question. Same thing if you call the toll-free number on the Joe Namath commercial.
Yep.
They're there for one reason. That's to sell you something.
Yep, yep.
And so a lot of agents just disappear. In fact, I know one personally that he works during Medicare season. The rest of the year he does landscaping.
Oh, boy.
So if you want your grass mowed, he might show up.
Yeah, yeah.
But every week we receive calls from people who do not have a clue where their current agent is.
Wow, that is amazing. Mark, after the break, I want to continue that discussion on who is Roy and what did he do with your Medicare agent. You're not going to want to miss that.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hockey fans have another reason to get excited. It's a new agreement making Verizon the official 5G network of the National Hockey League in the United States. Verizon is currently teaming up with the NHL to deploy its private 5G network across NHL arenas. With the agreement, the NHL will be investing in new and transformative 5G solutions to advance the sport and improve the fan experience. Verizon will also continue unleashing its 5G ultra-wideband network to offer ultra-fast in-arena connectivity that enables fans to download and watch videos, live stream, manage their fantasy teams, and check scores with virtually no lag. Through the power of 5G, Verizon is teaming up with the NHL to change how fans consume live sports by creating more immersive and interactive experiences. This extended partnership demonstrates Verizon's ongoing commitment to shape the future of sports innovation. For more information about the Verizon NHL agreement, visit Verizon.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141. I'll guarantee you, Mark, we turned some heads with some of that information, but we were so rudely interrupted by our break. Tell us more about Roy.
Well, during the break, Steve, I did go looking around the radio station.
Yep.
I didn't find him.
You know, he's hard. Just except for the few weeks, I guess he's just gone.
For 7 weeks, it's easy to find him, but, you know. So, like we were saying, there are a lot of agents, and again, I can't give you a quantifiable number, but I know several agents who work 7 weeks out of the year, and that's it. They make whatever money they make, and whatever they do, they do. One of the things I encourage people to do is we get calls every week from people going, hey, I've got this problem, and my friend told me to call you because I can't find my current guy, my current agent, whoever that is. Even though they're not our client, we're kind of limited in what we can do for somebody who isn't our client, but we don't turn them away. We do our best to help them.
Yeah.
But our clients, they benefit from having a team of agents and client service representatives who are work 12 months out of the year.
Every day, yeah.
Well, no, we don't work Saturdays and Sundays.
Well.
And market holidays and postal holidays. And,
other than that.
And Steve Kuecker's birthday we take
well,
off.
Well, that's right. That's
you
right.
know. Because that actually is the second most food consumed during the year is Steve Kuecker's birthday.
That's about right.
So, but yeah, that's our clients and your listeners have access to that as well. We give our clients lifetime claim support. So if you can't find your agent, get somebody on your team, on your side who's working for you, who is there when you need to talk to them. You know, like I said earlier, we speak Medicare so you don't have to.
So for our listeners, who you work with, this matters. So you call one of these 800 numbers, you call somebody that works, you know, a few weeks out of the year, and then they're doing something else for the rest of the year. That's no good. I would reach out to Mark Squires and his team. They do work every single day. I mean, other than, you know, the obvious, but they don't take the time off. They are there. They're there 365 days a year. And that phone number again, Mark?
816-841-9141.
All right. And then what about adult children with parents on Medicare?
Oh, Steve, how many people have you dealt with in your career that they're doing the work for their parents?
Just about all of them.
And we're the same way. We deal with people all the time. My mom, my dad has this, that, or the other thing. I don't understand this. I'm busy working in my job, raising my kids, doing what I have to do, and I don't understand this. We can be an advocate there. If your parents don't understand their Medicare coverage, now, folks, they're not going to want to share information with you. Parents are hard to raise, but if you're consistent or you get them to us, we yeah. can probably talk through that little problem there.
Yeah.
But we can help you understand, help them understand what their coverage is. Because, Steve, this is what breaks our heart. When I get the phone call, my mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whoever, just had this happen, and I need to get insurance for that right now. It doesn't work that way.
Yep.
The second heartbreaker is when they call and go, grandma had a stroke, she went in the hospital, now they got her unskilled, and now the insurance company du jour is going to kick her out. Well, we can't take care of her yet. We haven't figured that out yet. Steve, I hate to say it this way, and I'm not sounding like, I don't want to sound like a greedy person. My folks are already gone. But one bad medical diagnosis could wipe out your parents' nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Let me translate that. That can wipe out your inheritance.
That's right.
I know you're not sitting there drooling, waiting for mom and dad to pass away so you get the inheritance, but let's be real. That nest egg, if they live long enough,
it's passed on to your kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not going to pass on to you to the grandkids or something like that, but pay attention to your parents' health insurance so you know how it works. And if they have other forms of insurance, you can give us a call. We'll try to explain that to you. Don't ask us about car and homeowners insurance. We don't do that. But do understand your parents' Medicare coverage. And if they don't understand it, give us a call. We'll explain it to you. We're good at that.
All right. And the difference in some of these plans could be literally tens of thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You've shared some examples of a particular coverage and a particular diagnosis with the surgery, and it could be tens of thousands of dollars out of your pocket versus very little out of your pocket.
Absolutely correct.
Yep. All right. So it sounds like we have a consumer alert that you are definitely going to want to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so let's jump into this. It sounds like we have some offshore telemarketing going on. That's usually not a good thing.
Usually. I guess we don't want to be and say it's never a good thing.
Yeah.
But look, when somebody's calling you and where they're from, they don't have consonants in their alphabet, it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're seeing more and more and more, and this is happening, I get reports of this literally every day, Steve. Offshore telemarketers calling you, unfortunately, answer the phone, and you get this, I'm calling to make sure you've received your new plastic Medicare card.
That sounds very specific.
And it's free.
Mm.
Now, Steve, you and I are roughly the same age.
Yep.
We're just a few weeks apart.
Yep.
But at our age, one of the things I think we learned early on is nothing is free.
Nothing. That's exactly right.
Right. Even your Medicare card that you get from the government is not free. You paid lots of money for it.
Yep, yep.
And the government is cheap. They send you a paper Medicare card that they don't want you to laminate, but that's another show. But these telemarketers are calling, have you received your new plastic Medicare ID card? And people are going, no, I want one of those. And so what do they ask you? I just need to confirm some information to get that in the mail to you.
Oh, no.
Your name, your address, and your Medicare number. Well, here's the thing. Medicare already has your number, people. They don't need to confirm it off of your card.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they take you through a series of questions, and you're saying yes, 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 and they're recording this call.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point where they may say something about dental or something free or vision or some little thing, and you're going to say yes, and they're going to sign you up. You just got booted off the plan you're used to and onto something completely new that you know nothing about.
Dang.
And here, again, folks, if somebody's calling you asking for that information, they already have it. They already know your Social Security number. They know your date of birth. They're the government. They know.
Yeah.
So do not fall prey to that. If all else fails, if you really think this might be a real thing, just say, hey, could I have your phone number so I can call you back?
Yeah.
And
guess what you're going to get?
A dial tone.
Click. Yeah.
That's it. And from there, if you do get a phone number, call us and we'll help you report it to the Attorney General and to the Federal Trade Commission and the FCC.
Wow. So is this pretty common?
Very, very common. It is several. I don't have a quantifiable statistic because I never give those unless I have a reference. I could probably find one if somebody really wants it.
Yeah.
But it's estimated to be tens of thousands of calls a day. They're all on auto dialers.
A day.
A day.
And so you've got computers calling all of these phone numbers,
yes.
And a certain percentage of people are going to pick up and say hello.
Yes.
Yeah,
they are. Because we're friendly people in the United States.
We are. We mm-hmm. are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I'm constantly on my mom. She said, I got this call from this guy, and, you know, he spoke broken English.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden reportedly will convene the top four congressional leaders at the White House to discuss the emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown next month. The Tuesday meeting will include House Speaker Johnson, Senate Majority Leader Schumer, House Democrat Leader Jeffries, and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell. This week's Alabama Supreme Court ruling on frozen embryos drawing quick reaction from GOP presidential candidates.
In Alabama, several clinics paused in vitro fertilization services after the court ruled that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. Former President Donald Trump said he would strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a baby. And he called on lawmakers in the state to act quickly to find an immediate solution. Nikki Haley said she does not endorse the Alabama ruling, but agreed that an embryo is an unborn baby. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Talks continue that could lead to an extended pause in the Gaza war.
Israeli media reports that there is progress on an agreement for a ceasefire lasting several weeks between Israel and Hamas. This includes the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The Israeli chief of staff also spoke about the negotiations in a meeting with IDF commanders. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in action in the 2 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion. Zelensky says the number was far lower than estimates given by Russian President Putin's government. The Ukrainian leader did not disclose the number of troops that were wounded or missing, and he also said that, quote, tens of thousands of civilians have been killed in occupied areas of Ukraine. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
It was a moment that was frozen in time, as we hear from Keith Peters.
A watch melted during the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction Thursday for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 a.m., during the closing days of World War II. Boston-based RR Auction said the small brass tone watch was recovered from the ruins of the Japanese city and offers a glimpse into the immense destruction of the first atomic bomb detonated over a city. Keith Peters reporting.
The most stolen books from San Francisco Public Library shelves are those about recovering from addiction. So now, city officials want to provide universal access to free drug recovery books, including Alcoholics Anonymous's 12-step recovery guide. City supervisor introduced recent legislation. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Federal regulators granting Native American tribes more power to block hydropower projects on their land.
This comes after a flurry of applications were filed to expand renewable energy in the water-scarce U.S. Southwest. Previously, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission granted developers approval to move ahead with planning even if tribes objected. That practice came to an end last week. Now, a new commission policy allows tribes to quickly veto proposals, forcing businesses to cooperate with them if they want the federal government to grant exclusive rights to their hydropower projects. John Scott reporting.
Supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro staging huge demonstrations, jamming a main avenue in the country's biggest city, to defend him against legal challenges that could put him in jail. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program about you and your health. And we're going to review some of the top stories of the week. Plus, we're going to talk about an exciting new supplement that addresses one of the most common problems that people experience that undermines their health, which is insufficient sleep and insomnia. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about this week. We invite your phone calls during this hour and next, so let's go. This week, we had an article that appeared in Science Daily, which is basically stating the obvious, something that I've been talking about for a long time. One of the things that integrative doctors like myself do, we don't just treat sick people, we treat well people. And one of the most important populations of well people that we treat are parents who are contemplating pregnancy. We call this prenatal planning. And in prenatal planning, we emphasize healthy diet, healthy lifestyle habits, avoidance of toxins. And it kind of harkens back to what happened when I was born. I was born in 1952. And even then, my parents had the wisdom to suggest that while Dad was working in the city, he had a job in New York City in Manhattan, that Mom should go to a healthy environment. They actually in those days had special farms for pregnant ladies in what was then the countryside of New Jersey. Probably it's all suburban neighborhoods by now. But she went to a farm where she ate healthy, natural, organic food, And yours truly is the result of that process. Well, headline in Science Daily, fast forward 70-plus years, pregnant women should avoid ultra-processed fast foods, experts urge. According to researchers, they focus on, in this study, on one particular thing, phthalates. Phthalates are in plastics. They are plasticizers. They lend flexibility to plastics. It says, according to the study, when moms are exposed to this chemical, it can cross the placenta and go into fetal circulation. The research has found that ultra-processed food comprised 10 to 60% of participants' diets. So more than half of what some people consume is ultra-processed. That, on average, is 39%. According to the study, each 10% higher dietary proportion of ultra-processed food was associated with a 13% higher concentration of something called diethyl phthalate, one of the most common and harmful phthalates. They determined levels of these harmful phthalates via urine samples taken from women in the study. So where do these phthalates come from? Well, they're not deliberately added to food. When it comes to fast food, gloves worn by the employees in storage preparation serving equipment or tools may be the main sources of exposure. They say that when ultra-processed foods are made, both frozen and fresh ingredients would be subject to these sources. In this study, they claim more legislation is needed to prevent phthalate contamination into foods by regulating the composition of food wrapping. Yeah, those wrappers, you know, the stuff in the wrappers permeates the food. Even the gloves that food handlers may use may be a source of phthalates. Another article this week, Science Daily reports, are environmental toxins putting future generations at risk? And it kind of harkens back to DDT. DDT has been outlawed, but it's one of those forever chemicals that breaks down into DDE. And in the study, they say we identified regions of the sperm that are associated with serum levels of DDE. And it turns out that the more DDE you're exposed to, the higher the DNA damage in the sperm. You know, they say that sperm has become an endangered species. A lot of couples suffering from infertility. Often it's the woman, but sometimes it's the man. Sperm viability, sperm counts are declining worldwide. That is a token of the environmental exposure that we're subject to. And often there's so many things in the environment that may have harmful effects. Another study, folks, I don't want to depress you, but all this argues for avoidance of ultra-processed foods and even something as innocuous as Cheerios. You know, Cheerios were featured in a kind of a tear-jerking ad, very effective ad where a little girl was counting her Cheerios, playing with her Cheerios. This is like an ideal food for little kids. And dad was looking on proudly as his little daughter was playing with her Cheerios. Headline, chemical that may cause infertility found in Cheerios, Quaker Oats. 80% of Americans tested were found to have been exposed to chlormaquat. You probably haven't even heard of this chemical. First time I heard about it, I've heard of paraquat, which is an herbicide, right? You know, something that gets rid of weeds, weed killer. Chlormaquat has been linked to issues with puberty and reproduction. It is a gender-bending xenoestrogenic chemical. The chemical has been banned for use on edible plants in the United States. But in 2018, the Environmental Protection Agency, in its wisdom, began to allow plants treated with chlormaquat to be imported from other countries where it's still allowed. So, when reached by people, Quaker Foods responded, Quaker, we stand by the safety and quality of our products. We have a comprehensive food safety management system in place, yada, yada, yada. But in animal studies, chlormaquat has been linked to reduced fertility and reproductive problems, delayed puberty. It impacts embryonic growth and has adverse effects on postnatal health. So, you know, while Cheerios is considered a favorite first finger food by moms, a bit of a caution flag on even what is considered a wholesome whole grain product. Another factor that we pay attention to, and this is for real, stress during pregnancy has an impact on the outcome of pregnancy. Headline, high levels of maternal stress during pregnancy linked to children's behavior problems. Sensibly enough, researchers found that women who reported more anxiety, depression, or stress while pregnant were more likely to have children with more ADHD symptoms, or who exhibited more difficulties with aggressive or hostile behavior. The research was published in the journal Psychological Bulletin. So, you know, a healthy environment, healthy diet, adequate sleep, minimization of stressful exposures, all these are important. And finally, big study, 92,000 adults in something called the French Nutrinet Santé. Santé is like, you say that in a toast in France. Cheerio. L'chaim. Santé. That's what you say in France when you toast. It's called the French Nutrinet Santé study. They found that food additive emulsifiers were associated with higher risk of cancer. Emulsifiers are often in ultra-processed foods. They include things like carrageenan and monoglycerides and diglycerides, fatty acids. They give mouthfeel to food. They're emulsifiers. But in this large study, the observed association between higher intakes of processed carrageenan and monodiglycerides of fatty acids with overall breast and prostate cancer risk. So it behooves us to eat wholesome, unprocessed, natural foods. And if there are ingredients on there, you can't identify, you know, when you go down that long list of ingredients and additives, colorings, flavorings, steer clear of those foods, particularly if you're contemplating pregnancy or an expectant mom. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots more today to discuss on Intelligent Medicine, so stay with us.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators,
on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and that number is available to you 24/7, 365, and you can call in and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear that one.
I recently had a discussion over email with a doctor who claimed they practice the medicine they do because it's evidence-based. And I was kind of wondering, what do they mean by evidence-based medicine? Does that mean that homeopathy and acupuncture and all, and, you know, herbs and supplements are not evidence-based and theirs is evidence-based? And what is the evidence that they're talking about?
Okay, and that is a superb question, and it triggers a very interesting discussion. You know, we could say that, until the advent of evidence-based medicine, which basically was in the scientific era in the beginnings of the 20th century, that we had medicine that was based on folklore and belief, and to some extent based on experience. So you had practices that were tried and true practices that people did for many, many years, and they seemed to work. And so they were incorporated in medicine. And then you had practices that were like, for example, bloodletting. Bloodletting was very popular for centuries in medicine as a way of relieving the body of evil humors. But when subjected to scientific scrutiny, it turned out that it wasn't very effective, except in a small number of specific conditions where we do conduct phlebotomy or bloodletting for, say, iron overload or for conditions like polycythemia vera. There are a few exceptions where actually it's borne out by evidence-based medicine. So evidence-based medicine applies scientific principles to medical care. And there actually are some problems with that, especially when it comes to some of the practices that we know have traditional efficacy and, however, have not achieved the level of scientific legitimacy that, say, drug therapies have. And I have in front of me an editorial, and we're going to put that in the notes for today's program, The Tyranny of Evidence-Based Medicine. And it's a very famous article written in 2009. And what they basically say is that it's great because, you know, we don't want to just practice medicine based on superstitious beliefs. But the problem with evidence-based medicine is that, and I'm quoting here, absence of data in support of a given therapy is not in any way equivalent to positive evidence that the therapy is inferior to a competing approach. Another way of saying that is absence of proof is not proof of absence. In other words, evidence-based medicine is really well suited to looking at drugs, for example, because you can really hone in and look at the effect of one drug. You can use a model like a double-blind placebo-controlled trial where you give the active medication and then you give a placebo and it either works or it doesn't, and you can apply statistical significance to that and see if it's, you know, the results are by chance or if they really are meaningful. And then we could do meta-analyses. The problem with meta-analyses is that we look at a bunch of studies and we cherry-pick sometimes to support the conclusion that we're looking for. So that these are the hallmarks of evidence-based medicine, double-blind placebo-controlled trials, meta-analyses. With looking at some therapies, and I'm quoting again from the article, The Tyranny of Evidence-Based Medicine, a given therapy, no matter how time-honored it may be, is not necessarily worthless simply because a randomized controlled trial has not been performed to prove its worth unequivocally. And examples might be, as this astute listener brought up, acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine. They work, but it's hard to prove they work. And also there's less money there because these are often therapies that are not go through the FDA approval process. They involve things that are available over the counter, like vitamins and supplements. And the money is simply not there to conduct multi-million dollar trials. So the bottom line here from the author is evidence-based medicine, I'm quoting, is indeed a wonderful advance. It has brought scientific rationality to many backwaters of medicine that desperately needed it. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's still a huge role for common sense in the interpretation of the many studies that come onto the radar screen each day. And I thoroughly endorse that conclusion. This item, does fatigue sometimes hold you back? Well, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. And the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged mitochondria and improve your body's natural energy production is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There are full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas like NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or NT Factor, or go to ntfactor.com. Back in a moment, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and RegActive. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and that selfsame newsletter upcoming article that's going to appear next week is on natural Ozempic. Is that for real? Are there ways of replicating the effects of GLP-1 drugs via natural means? I'll take that up in our newsletter. All you have to do is go to drhoffman.com, and you can download the newsletter or you can subscribe to it and get it in your inbox every week. It's very informative, I believe, and is a great asset to you as listeners to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We got a caller, Dan in Connecticut. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been a fan of yours from probably the 90s on WOR. But I had a response. I just listened to your podcast from last week about the lady that was having problems getting dizzy.
Yeah.
And I just went through an episode with that, and I found a cure.
Great. Share it with us.
I had x-rays done in the ER on my foot, and after I got up, the world was spinning around, and it continued for a few days, and I went to my primary care doctor. And he sent me to a cardiologist did a Holter, and he sent me to an ENT of all people.
Right. Pause that for just a second. I just want to tell you, this is kind of the way that they work up these types of problems. You know, first they want to make sure that you're not having like a heart problem, because that can make you dizzy and lightheaded. So they're going to do a top-down approach, rule out the worst possible things. Then send you to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who handles, like, inner ear problems. Or maybe send you to a neurologist to make sure, God forbid, you might have a brain tumor that's impinging on your balance center. So that's kind of the way they work these things up. But, 80% of the time, 90% of the time, they find it, just ordinary run-of-the-mill dizziness, But go ahead.
Well, it wasn't run-of-the-mill dizziness. The Holter was fine, and he also sent me for a carotid ultrasound, which was fine. But they had me go with the audiologist for a test called ENT, and they found out I had positional vertigo, and the technician was able to manipulate me.
The manipulation is called an Epley maneuver, and it's like a way of kind of moving your head in space. I mean, it requires an expert to do that. But was that a fix for you? Because sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't.
80 to 90% fix. I saw the ENT yesterday, and he is sending me to a PT specialist to follow up with it. And also, he noticed there was something about my ocular movements during the test, so he's sending me to the specialist for the eyes. So there is hope out there.
So they're sending you to a neuro-ophthalmologist, someone who... ophthalmologist who works on the nerves and the eye-brain connection kind of thing. So, look, this is fantastic, and I appreciate you sharing, because a lot of people kind of give up the ghost when they have vertigo. But it's worth undergoing a workup. Make sure that nothing really serious is going on with your heart. Okay, fine. We've ruled that out. And then go to an ENT, and that's what ear, nose, and throat doctors deal with, not just nasal congestion. Sinus problems, they also deal with ear and balance problems. That's why they call them ear, nose, and throat. So, the Epley maneuver is something that is, you can look it up, E-P-P-L-E-Y, I think it is, and you can see that for some people that does provide relief. And so I'm glad you're on a healing path, and I thank you very much for sharing that. 877-726-8255, our number. We talked about junk food. And there's an article in the Wall Street Journal. Big, bold warning labels can steer people away from junk food. And the correspondent here is a journalist who has lived in Chile. And in Chile, they say the U.S. can learn from Chile, another high-income country that grapples with nutrition and health problems. In 2016, as part of a comprehensive law to prevent further increases in childhood obesity, which is rampant down there too, Chile became the first country to implement warning labels on foods high in nutrients of concern, including most ultra-processed products. And they say the results are compelling. Calories consumed from consumer purchases of products with warning labels dropped by 24%. Following Chile's lead, eight other countries have since implemented similar labeling regulations covering most of South America as well as Mexico and Canada. So that's pretty cool. But here's what happened to an effort in the United States to do this. They developed a Smart Choice campaign, a multi-million dollar food labeling program, which originated at Tufts University, where they have a health and nutrition department. Their participants, industry supporters included Kraft, Kellogg, and Unilever. They pulled the plug on it because it had some obvious discrepancies. The program's rankings, they say, were controversial. However, severe criticism arose over the labeling of Cocoa Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms, Breyers Ice Cream, and Fruit Loops as healthy choices. And so sometimes when we try to establish nutritional priorities, things go wrong, and especially when the committees that set these standards are infiltrated by big food and big agriculture and the conglomerates that make ultra-processed foods, they can sometimes sabotage our efforts to provide guidance to the population about what constitutes a healthy diet. So, back to the drawing boards here in the United States. And, it's interesting that countries that we consider, Chile, a second-rate country, countries in Latin America, they're ahead of us in broadcasting the harms of junk food and high caloric, nutrient-depleted processed foods. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the problem of sleep. Tens of millions of Americans suffer from sleep problems, and we're going to talk about a potential solution. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
A new nonprofit committed to improving the lives of America's military-connected community recently launched to ensure every veteran and military spouse has equal access to the resources necessary to unlock their full potential. MilitaryConnected.org is embarking on a nationwide effort to ensure that businesses are equipped to better attract, support, and engage military-connected talent through employer education, talent engagement, and data-driven research. To learn more about their mission and become a partner, visit MilitaryConnected.org. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is your host. And we're going to talk a little bit about sleep, because one of my favorite supplement breakthroughs is CBD. CBD has hit the marketplace a few years back, and it is something of tremendous utility. It's one of the, I think, most innovative products in the supplement marketplace. And we're going to talk to an expert. He's Lex Pelger, scientist at CB Sciences. He has a background in biochemistry, and he writes and lectures about cannabinoid science. He produces the weekly cannabis science newsletter, Cannabinoids and the People. And he lectures widely at conferences and universities about cannabinoid science, and makes Canna education videos. You can find them on TikTok for CV Sciences. Lex has been a guest on one of our recent podcasts, and so we've invited him back to talk specifically about the application of CBD to sleep. How you doing, Lex? Welcome back.
Pretty good. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, well, first of all, you know, let's talk a little bit about CBD. What is it? And, you know, obviously it has something to do with cannabis, so maybe provide us with a distinction. I mean, there's a lot of people smoking pot these days. How does taking CBD differ from that?
Sure. Well, the nice part about CBD is it is the main non-psychoactive cannabinoid in cannabis. And so there's been a lot of research on it now, and it seems like it is the the force behind a lot of the reasons that medical cannabis helps. Sometimes it's a THC, the one that gets you high, that seems to do the healing, and sometimes it's a CBD. And sometimes it's a combination of both of those working together. But CBD is really nice because it's approved for epilepsy, and so there's been a lot of safety studies on it, and you have kids taking hundreds or thousands of milligrams a day, and it's just pretty safe. At that kind of level, you're risking a little bit of gut upset and things like that. But for regular consumers, it's a really great way to harness the power of cannabis without having to risk the psychoactive effects that you might not want while you're working or parenting or whatever.
You know, I have to recall my extensive experience during college. Yes, I did inhale using marijuana, you know, obviously, because that was just rampant on campus in the 70s. And I have to say that smoking pot did not have a beneficial effect on my sleep. I would, you know, smoke pot, and then I would try to go to sleep, and I would get into sort of like a kind of a hallucinatory state where, you know, I would just, it was almost like, you know, revisiting Fillmore East with a light show. You know, for long periods of time, it actually delayed my sleep. So how does CBD differ in its impact on sleep, relaxation, mood, than a high THC product like, you know, ordinary marijuana?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty fascinating because your mileage will vary. Sometimes CBD really helps people get to sleep, and it's exactly what they love 30 minutes before bedtime. That's what it's like for my wife.
Which I now take, by the way. I now take a CBD product. I take your not the reserve product, but the sleep product, the gummies, the Plus CBD sleep gummies.
Okay, that's great. I really like these CBD gummies because they have CBD in them, but they also have melatonin with 3 milligrams, which, you know, everybody is swearing by for helping with your circadian rhythm, but then also magnolia and lemon balm, which are two old herbs, are also helping with sleep and the anxiety of getting to sleep. So, yeah, my wife actually just started taking these sleep gummies, and she says it's made a really big difference. She's had sleep problems for a lot of years, and this has been helping.
Yeah, and so the synergy between the ingredients, I think, makes a difference because magnolia is actually an ingredient in some stress formulas. It seems to have the ability to lower cortisol, right? And that is something that interferes with sleep. People in a high-stress state, which is a lot of us, we make too much cortisol at a time when our body needs to relax. And magnolia traditionally has been associated with stress relief and reducing cortisol, right?
Correct. Correct. That's one of the reasons it helps. And also, since CBD helps with stress, sometimes that's the reason it helps people get to sleep. And I know for myself, I don't want to take it after a certain time of day. It'll keep me awake. But if I take CBD during the day, it lowers my overall anxiety levels. And then it makes it easier once I do get to try to sleep that night. So it'll take a little bit of experimentation to figure out whether it's CBD that helps you sleep or THC. Or in our reserve sleep gummies, we actually have one more cannabinoid in there called CBN. And that is the cannabinoid that's been known as the sleepy cannabinoid for a lot of years. So this reserve sleep product has a lot in it. It's 25 milligrams of CBD, 2.5 milligrams of THC, and then 5 milligrams of CBN, as well as that 3 milligrams of melatonin. So this is a product with all of the stuff in it for helping people sleep.
Okay, so there's two variants. There's the Plus CBD Sleep Gummies, which taste great, and I take them on a nightly basis. And then for some people, the Reserve Sleep Gummies with the THC and the CBDM, is it?
There's CBD and CBN.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cannabinol. That's actually the breakdown product of THC. If you let weed get old, that THC will eventually convert into CBN, and that's why if you smoke old cannabis, like something you found in your parents' stash from, you know, hidden in an attic from 30 years ago, that's more likely to make you sleep because it's aged with that CBN.
Wow. Okay, that's an interesting factoid. I'm not sure if any of my reefers from 1972 are still in existence, but, you know, I guess I'll check. So I think a lot of people, this brings up the other issue, which is a lot of people will say, well, you know, I take CBD for stress in the daytime, will this make me fall asleep at the wheel? Or, you know, we have accounts of people who, more and more people who smoke pot these days because of the legalization, and it's DWI on pot. Will CBD have this effect on motor function? Will it affect people adversely if they take it earlier in the day?
No. CBD does not, which is great. There's actually been driving studies specifically on CBD, and that isn't a risk, which is really nice. For most people, CBD is simply going to clear out your head somewhat, but you're not going to notice any motor control effects. You're not going to you'll be able to talk to your boss or your partner or anything just as well. You know, the one you want to watch out for is we do have these reserve products with, you know, 2.5 milligrams of THC in it, which for most people is enough where you start to feel it in the head, or 5 milligrams of THC, which is enough where, you know, it might feel more like a beer or two in terms of psychoactivity. So with that, you want to be careful with driving. But if you're taking only CBD, you don't have to worry about the driving part at all, which is nice.
So how are these products different from what you might get at a pot dispensary? You know, more and more marijuana dispensaries are opening up in, you know, major urban areas and in states where it's legalized. How can this be dispensed over the counter? I mean, you can just go to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 and get 30% off, and you could just order it online, and it doesn't matter what state you're in. Is there some sort of legal threshold where the amount is regulated?
They're still working out exactly where that threshold is going to be, but thanks to that 2018 Farm Bill, if cannabinoids are derived from hemp, that is legally defined as hemp, with less than 0.3% THC by dry weight, then anything that comes from them is legal. And so it feels like the law is working out towards anything with 5 milligrams of THC or less. They're just going to say this is more like a dietary supplement. This isn't an intoxicant at that kind of level. And so it's pretty nice that you can order a moderate level of THC and have it shipped to you anywhere in the States at this point. And maybe those laws will change in the future, but that's where the sane law would land, and we're hoping that's where things are going to go. But at this point, you can simply get THC sent to you as long as you're not getting a whole bunch of it. And I think it's a pretty reasonable thing, and it's also a really helpful thing because small amounts of THC can do really wonderful things for not only sleep but also protecting the brain. For CV Sciences, I have a giant science archive that I maintain called cvresearch.info, and I have a lot of different entries for all the organs, for a lot of diseases. Mm-hmm. I also have entries for low levels of THC, microdoses really. So taking 1 to 3 milligrams of THC per day and how that helps protect the aging brain in general.
Okay,
There's a lot of data there.
So what we're saying, and I try to emphasize this to my patients, is not only is this not harmful, you know, there's purpose-driven reasons for taking it, you know, for anxiety, for sleep, for pain, but, you know, are there adverse effects? In fact, there are beneficial effects that are beyond the acute effects that long-term use of some of these compounds supports the endocannabinoid system, which is actually anti-inflammatory, has neurocognitive supporting effects, and I'm sure that you have archived a lot of information on your research site about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how much data is out there for all these different disease states, but when you go to surveys about why people are using these hemp products, top three reasons are always pain and sleep, as well as I'm blanking right now.
Our call to action is we've got a special offer for listeners. Visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Folks, the reason I've chosen to have CV Science as my sponsor is they're the biggest and most science-oriented company around, and the safety is unquestionable and the quality unparalleled. Thanks for joining us, Wes.
Great. Thanks so much.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former two-time governor of South Carolina Nikki Haley could not sway her home state in Saturday's primary. Lost big to former President Trump, but she's vowing to campaign on.
A primary loss in a home state often derails a presidential candidacy, no less true for South Carolina's former governor, as political analyst Chris Galdieri explains.
There comes a point at which, you know, you need to just surrender to the math.
As for the cash to keep running, Haley may be benefiting from the financial support of Biden Democrats to stay in the race. A report last week in Politico cites filings with the Federal Election Commission showing the names of more than 5,000 donors to Biden's campaign in 2020 that are also listed as donors for Nikki Haley this year, including some 1,600 who gave more than $500,000 last month alone. George Williams reporting.
A warm front sweeping spring-like weather across a large swath of the country, what's usually one of the coldest months of the year. Rare warm-up also bringing increased wildfire danger as well. The temperature Sunday in Omaha, Nebraska broke 65 degrees on a day when the average high temperature there is around the freezing mark. Temperatures are also forecast to be 90 in Dallas this week. This week also bring a number of key reports on the economy.
The government's February employment report is due for release Thursday. The median forecast is for 206,000 jobs created compared to 201,000 in January. An update on the housing market starts the week with Monday's report on new home sales in January. Tuesday brings the Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index. Also this week, updates on inflation, consumer confidence, and consumer spending. And during the course of the week, no fewer than 9 high-ranking Federal Reserve officials will speak. Rich Thomason reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Turning to the tensions in the Middle East, the U.S. and Britain launched more attacks on Houthi rebels in Yemen on Saturday.
U.S. Central Command's released video of the fighter jets taking off from a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Red Sea, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. Military insiders say that targets like missiles, launchers, rockets, drones, and air defense systems were struck in several areas in Yemen. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since last month in response to a surge in attacks by Iranian-backed rebels on shipping traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, including last week's missile strike that set a cargo ship on fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Idaho is set to put a career criminal to death.
Barring a last-minute stay, 73-year-old Thomas Eugene Creech will be executed Wednesday after being on death row nearly 50 years. He'll be executed by lethal injection for killing a fellow prisoner with a battery-filled sock. Creech's killing of David Jensen, a disabled man, was his last in a broad path of destruction that saw Creech convicted of 5 murders in 3 states. Jason Walker reporting.
IRS brass say the agency will start up dozens of audits on businesses' private jets and how they're used personally by executives and then written off as a tax deduction. It's all part of the agency's ongoing mission of going after high-wealth tax cheats who try to game the tax system at the expense of American taxpayers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open at Madison High School and R. Miss Brooks, and then we head to Wistful Vista for Fibber McGee and Molly. Well, joining Eve Arden in this first episode is the usual supporting cast, including Jane Morgan as landlady Mrs. Davis, Gail Gordon as Principal Conklin, Glory McMillan as Harriet, and Richard Crenna as Walter. Also listen for Leonard Smith as Madison High School basketball star, Stretch Snodgrass, in the Poetry Mix-Up from March 20th, 1949.
Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Our Miss Brooks manages to keep pretty busy teaching English at Madison High School. But in spite of her preoccupation with her own subject, she's managed to find quite a bit of time lately to pursue the study of biology.
One thing is certain. I've spent more time pursuing the study of biology than the biology teacher has spent pursuing me. It isn't that Mr. Boynton doesn't believe in romance. After all, if it weren't for him, Alice and Vincent, Mabel and Ted, and Bernice and Henry would never have gotten together. And everybody knows they're six of the happiest rabbits in town. Anyway, I was pretty surprised last week when my landlady, Mrs. Davis, told me that Mr. Boynton had borrowed my copy of Rostand's Cyrano de Bergerac from our library. We were discussing it last Thursday morning while Mrs. Davis was getting breakfast ready.
I can't understand it, Connie. Cyrano is a very romantic play. Does Mr. Boynton read that kind of literature?
I doubt it very much, although he surprised me once before this when I saw a book on his desk called Come Fly With Me.
That sounds like a very racy novel.
That's what I thought till I saw the rest of the title. That read, The Life and Times of an African Tsetse Fly.
Well, maybe now that the weather's getting nicer, he'll warm up a bit. Remember the old saying, in the spring, a young man's fancy.
Not Mr. Boynton. He's no fancier in the spring than he is in the winter. Oh, that must be Walter Denton. I asked him to pick me up this morning. Coming. Oh, come in, Walter.
Thanks, Miss Brooks.
Come on into the dinette. I was about to have some breakfast. Will you join me?
No, thanks, Miss Brooks. I couldn't eat a thing. Not the way I feel.
What's the matter, Walter? Are you ill?
Well, not physically.
Mentally?
No, not mentally either. I guess it's what you'd call spiritual mal de mer. You know what they say? When love enters the heart, appetite flees the stomach.
Who says that?
I don't know. I guess it's anonymous.
It deserves to be.
Hello, Walter.
Oh, how are you, Mrs. Davis?
Fine, thanks. I'll set a place for you right here. Just sit down and we'll have a nice breakfast in a jiffy.
Walter doesn't want anything to eat, Mrs. Davis. He's got spiritual mal de mer.
Oh, that's too bad. But how about you, Connie? I've got a big bowl of wheat cake batter humming in the mixmaster. Or would you rather have a fried egg?
I'll just have some fruit juice and coffee, Mrs. Davis. If I don't watch my figure now, Mr. Boynton never will.
I'll have my egg scrambled, Mrs. Davis. And just so you shouldn't waste the batter, you can give me a stack of wheats on the side.
All right,
with maybe a couple of strips of bacon? Let's see now. What was I talking about again?
About love killing your appetite.
Oh, yeah. I'm really worried, Miss Brooks. It's about Harriet Conklin. She's been very cool to me lately.
Why? Have you been eating at her home, too?
No, it isn't that. It's just poetry she's been getting lately.
Poetry? From whom?
That's just the trouble. I don't know who from.
You don't know from whom?
I don't know from nothing. Somebody's been sending her love lyrics like mad.
Here are your eggs, Walter.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Davis. Miss Brooks, I suspect that the sender of the notes works around the cafeteria.
Why the cafeteria?
Because that's where she receives most of them. Whoever's writing the poetry has been sneaking it into her desserts.
How did you find that out?
Well, I've been suspicious for over a week. So yesterday, while Harriet wasn't looking, I switched desserts with her. And sure enough, tucked right in the middle of my chocolate eclair, Omar Khayyam. At least I think it was Omar Khayyam.
You mean you're not sure?
Well, it was pretty gooey.
That's Omar Khayyam, all right.
Here are the wheat cakes, Walter.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Davis. Oh, this thing has got me all at sea, Miss Brooks. I can't sleep at night. I can't study right. I can't eat.
I know. Here's the syrup, Walter.
Thanks. Some more butter, too, please.
Oh, sorry. Here you are. Listen, Walter, Harriet's just like any other adolescent. She's intrigued with the idea of having a secret admirer. Receiving anonymous poetry is a very romantic thing for a young girl.
Can you remember receiving any poetry, Miss Brooks? Back when you were young, I mean?
Just one, Walter. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow sent me the original copy of Evangeline.
Now you're kidding me, Miss Brooks. You must have been a baby when Longfellow was alive.
I was big for my age. Look, Walter, there's only one thing to do. Beat this unknown rival of yours at his own game.
You mean I should send her some anonymous poems and then after a while tell her it's been me all along?
Exactly. Now, doesn't that make you feel better?
It sure does. Oh, Mrs. Davis.
Yes, Walter.
On second thought, I think I will have some breakfast. What have you got in the house?
Just our cat, Minerva. You've eaten everything else.
And these are the main points of difference in the circulatory systems of cold and warm-blooded animals. Well, that'll be all for today.
Excuse me, Mr. Boynton, but you asked me to wait after class.
Oh, yes, Walter. About that note you were scribbling while you should have been listening to my lecture on the North American tree toad. Hand it over, please.
But, Mr. Boynton, it's personal.
I'm sorry, Walter. I've got to find out what it is that's so much more important to you than the North American tree toad.
Well, all right, Mr. Boynton. But you won't learn much from this.
Well, let's see. Oh, it's a poem. "'Tis but for you that my heart does beat, and over it does repeat. As it says your name, it twists like a lariat, just because your name is Harriet."
Well, Mr. Boynton, now you know. It's Harriet Conklin that's more important to me than a North American tree toad.
I didn't mean to embarrass you, Walter. I think our esteemed principal's daughter's a fine girl, and I'm quite fond of poetry myself.
You, Mr. Boynton?
Yes, me. There are things in my life besides toads, too.
Really? What?
Well, one of my favorite bits of verse is quite similar to the one you've written. It goes, "Your name hangs in my heart like a bell's tongue, and evermore with love I tremble. And the bell swings, and then your name rings out. And everything you do lives in my heart." Well, Walter, what do you think of it?
It's pretty mushy, if you ask me.
Not at all, Walter. That's one of the loveliest passages in Rostand's Cyrano de Bergerac. You'd be surprised how efficacious those lines can be.
I sure would.
Here, I'll write it down for you. Now, I'm sure this will help you a great deal in your pursuit of the fair Harriet.
You certainly have a beautiful handwriting, Mr. Boynton. Gosh, Harriet practically swoons every time you write the questions on the blackboard.
Oh, that's very flattering, Walter. There you are.
I sure appreciate this, Mr. Boynton. Gosh, after all the trouble you've gone to already, I hate to ask you, but... Well, if this works, will you be my best man?
I have sent for you, Miss Brooks, for two reasons.
Yes, Mr. Conklin?
First, I want you to pick up your allotment of report cards. You'll find them in one of those envelopes on the desk.
Yes, sir.
It's marked for Miss Brooks. Have you got it?
Not yet. Let's see here.
Well, now, they're all alphabetically listed. Are you looking under B?
But you said the envelope's marked for Miss Brooks. I've been looking under F. Oh, here it is. I found it, Mr. Conklin.
Well, good for you. Pick up your lifetime supply of lifesavers on the way out. Now, the second thing I want you to do is change my daughter Harriet's seat in your class.
Why, what's wrong with her present location?
She's right across the aisle from a case of walking arrested development called Walter Denton. Their very proximity has fostered an infantile romance, culminating in Harriet's receiving a series of mushy, ridiculous poems.
Oh, but Mr. Conklin, Walter didn't send those poems.
Just move him away from my daughter or vice versa.
But Mr. Conklin, the poems that...
The only poem I'm interested in, Miss Brooks, goes, "Yours not to reason why, yours but to do or die."
I believe in private enterprise myself.
Good day, Miss Brooks.
But Mr. Conklin...
I have spoken.
Yes, Master, I go.
Brooks, starring Eve Arden, will continue in just a moment. But first, here is Vern Smith. Regardless of age, skin type, or previous beauty care, doctors prove you too may win a lovelier complexion with Palmolive soap.
But to win this lovelier complexion, you must stop improper cleansing. Instead, use Palmolive the way doctors advise.
36 doctors, leading skin specialists, advised using Palmolive soap this way for 1,285 women with all types of skin. Young, old, dry, oily, normal. And using Palmolive soap alone, 2 out of 3 won lovelier complexions. Oily skin looked less oily. Dull, drab skin wonderfully brighter. Coarse-looking skin appeared finer. Here's what the doctors advised.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap 3 times a day. Massage with Palmolive's wonderful beauty lather for 60 seconds each time to get Palmolive's full beautifying effect. Then rinse.
Look for improvement within 14 days.
for doctors prove this way, using palm olive alone, really works. So get palm olive soap and start today to win a lovelier complexion. And ladies, enter the $100,000 49 Gold Rush Contest. The makers of palm olive soap offer $49,000 first prize and over 4,900 other prizes. Get entry blanks and complete rules from your dealer now. You may win a fortune in cash.
You're listening to Our Miss Brooks. After this short break, we'll be back with more.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Back to Our Miss Brooks on When Radio Was.
When I left Mr. Conklin's office, I headed for my classroom again.
Hello, Miss Brooke.
Oh, hello, Harriet.
Guess what? I just found another poem smuggled into my history book. And this one is the loveliest one of all, and the most important, too, because I know who sent it. I know at last who my secret admirer has been.
Look, Olivia. I mean, Harriet. How do you know?
By his handwriting. Every time I've seen it on the blackboard, I've practically swooned. But Miss Brooks, he's a little older than I am. And, well, do you think an older man could become infatuated with a woman my age?
It's happened, but I'd think it over very carefully if I were you. The first man with whom I fell madly in love was a little older than I was, and because of the difference, our romance got nowhere.
How old were you at the time?
I was 3, and he was 68. I just knew it couldn't work out. I figured that by the time I'd come of age, he would have already went.
You're just teasing me, Miss Brooks. But this is a serious matter. I've got to let him know I know who he is.
How are you going to do that?
In a very subtle manner, Miss Brooks. I'll just give him back his poem without saying a word, and then he'll know that I know.
But, Harriet, your father doesn't admire your secret admirer.
Oh, he will. I wish I had an envelope to put this note in, though. I don't want to lose it before I meet him.
Here. You can use this envelope, Harriet. Wait till I take out these report cards. There you are. Now, I'd better be getting into my room, Harriet. I've got to sort these cards before my next class.
Very well, Miss Brooks. And Miss Brooks.
Yes?
Isn't love a wonderful feeling?
It's dandy.
Poor Miss Brooks. In love with the one who loves me. But that's life, I guess. The eternal triangle.
Oh, good morning, Harriet. Have you seen Miss Brooks?
Mr. Boynton! Oh, dear, Mr. Boynton. Here, Mr. Boynton. Au revoir, Mr. Boynton.
Oh, but Harriet, just a minute. What's this envelope? Poor Miss Brooks. Oh, I guess she wants me to give it to her. Funny how kids act sometimes.
Come in.
Busy, Miss Brooks?
Why, no, Mr. Boynton. I was just sorting these cards.
Well, I just dropped in to tell you how much I'm enjoying the book I borrowed. Of course, what with coaching the basketball team and all, I haven't finished it, but there are several passages in it that really remind me of my youth. I was a romantic kid, all right.
Them were the days.
Now, in those days, I had a lot more, well, if you'll excuse the expression, intestinal fortitude.
You mean concerning, if you'll excuse the expression, girls?
Well, yes. You might not believe this, but I even wrote poetry. Isn't that silly?
I don't think it's silly at all.
You don't? Miss Brooks, if I were to... That is, if you were to...
Yes, Mr. Boynton?
What I mean is, in your honest opinion...
Yes?
How do you think the basketball team will make out tonight?
With you coaching them, they may back right out of the gym.
Maybe we can discuss Cyrano again at lunch.
All right, Mr. Boynton, but I'm still a little amazed at your interest in such amorous literature.
Well, maybe you underestimated me, Miss Brooks.
Underestimated you?
Yes, I... Oh, I almost forgot this envelope. It's for you. Well, so long, Miss Brooks.
But Mr. Boynton... Now, what is this all about? What's in here? Your name hangs in my heart like a bell's tongue, and evermore with love I tremble. And the bell swings, and then your name rings out, and everything you do lives in my heart. Why, Mr. Boynton, you underestimated dog, you. Well, lunch period finally arrived, and I hurried into the cafeteria just as Mr. Boynton got there. This, of course, was pure coincidence. The same pure coincidence which has occurred every day for the past 2 years. The student's threat to boycott this cafeteria last week seems to have done some good, doesn't it, Mr. Boynton?
Oh, yes, indeed. They've even put flower pots around on the windowsills. Have you noticed them?
Those? I thought those were jars of Jell-O.
Yeah, I'm crazy about flowers, Miss Brooks. I just ordered some for my biology lab. They certainly do a lot to relieve the drabness of a schoolroom.
So do you. I mean, aren't flower pots a pretty expensive luxury for a teacher?
Oh, they don't cost anything at all, Miss Brooks. Mr. Conklin gets them through the school nursery. You just tell him how many you want, he signs the requisition, and that's all there is to it. Well, you ought to get a dozen or so for your room.
My room? But it's so crowded, where would I put them?
On the windowsills.
Oh, that's right. The pupils who sit there could hold them on their laps.
Well, I suggest you request the small size pots, Miss Brooks. You'll be surprised how a few flowers will brighten things up. Frankly, when I was in your room this morning, it seemed rather cold.
Cold? For a biologist, you're a pretty bad judge of temperature. But if it's flower pots you want, it's flower pots you'll get. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to get back to my room before my next class and make out the requisition.
Well, certainly, Miss Brooks.
But before I go, Mr. Boynton, this interest you have in flowers, does it extend to bees?
Yes, bees fascinate me.
Oh, then you know about the bees and the flowers.
Of course, that's the first thing a biologist has to learn.
But that was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Mr. Boynton?
Yes?
Don't you think you could use a refresher course? And so I would like a dozen small flower pots for my windowsill. Come in.
It's me, Stretch Snodgrass. You gotta help me, Miss Brooks. I got a problem.
A problem, Stretch?
Yeah, it's about Harriet Conklin.
No names, please. What's your problem, Stretch?
As you know, Walter Denton is my best friend. And I know he's gone on Harriet Conklin. But I'm gone on her, too. I realized as soon as I seen her that she was a real gone gal, Miss Brooks. And even though she's my best friend's girl, I can't help it. I'm gone on her.
Thank you, Nellie Lutcher.
Even Mr. Boynton has noticed how it's affecting me. He coaches me in basketball, you know. And he said if I don't snap out of it, I won't get to play in the playoffs.
Well, why don't you tell Harriet how you feel about her? I'm sure Mr. Conklin would welcome the change.
I don't want to go with Mr. Conklin. Besides, I can't talk at all hardly when I'm near Harriet. I get so scared, I can't open my mouth.
Sounds like Mr. Boynton coaches you in something besides basketball.
You don't understand, Miss Brooks. I wouldn't want Harriet to find out how I feel. I just want to worship her from afar.
Believe me, Stretch, and I speak from experience, it's no fun from that distance.
You see, Miss Brooks, for quite a while now, I've been smuggling little notes to her every day without signing them.
So you're the one.
What one?
The one who's been slipping Omar Khayyam into Harriet's eclairs.
That's right. But I lost the book somewhere, so I had to make up today's poem myself. That's why I came to you, Miss Brooks. I want you to hear it and tell me if it's okay.
All right, Stretch, go ahead.
To Harriet. Oh, I love the dear silver that ain't in your hair. And the brow that ain't furrowed or wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers, not toil-worn for me. Oh, I love you, dear Harriet.
Well, what's the next line?
I couldn't think of another original one, so I just put down Mother McCree. Well, Miss Brooks, what's your honest opinion?
My honest opinion, Stretch, is that it's pretty abominable.
No kidding? And it's the very first poem I ever wrote.
Amazing. I know poets who've written for years without getting that abominable. Look, Stretch, if you want to make a hit with Harriet and get her mind off Walter, which will get Mr. Conklin's mind off me, you'll have to give her a different type of poem.
What do you mean, Miss Brooks?
Well, something like, say, I've got one right here. There, it's all written out for you.
Let's see. Your name hangs in my heart like a bell's tongue, and evermore with love I tremble. Miss Brooks, what's a bell's tongue?
It's right in front of the bell's tonsils.
And the bell swings, and then your name rings out, and everything you do lives in my heart.
What do you think of it, Stretch?
Keen. What I like about it, it's just the right size to fit into a Napoleon. I'll go right to the cafeteria now.
Oh, wait a minute, Stretch. I'd like you to do something for me first, if you don't mind.
Sure, Miss Brooks. What is it?
Just take this requisition to Mr. Conklin's office, will you?
Sure, right away.
No detours now. I want those flower pots as soon as possible.
Okay, and thanks for the poem, Miss Brooks.
Well, if it isn't Stretch Snodgrass.
Harriet. Oh, gosh, Harriet, you're just the one I wanted to see. Harriet, even though you're Walter's girl, I mean, well, I can't help it. I've just got to tell you how I feel about you. Harriet, I think you're abominable. I felt it right from the start. There's something I want you to have, Harriet. Here, take it.
Hey, wait a second, Harriet. I'll walk you down to the... Oh, hiya, Stretch.
Hello, Walter. I can't talk to you now. I gotta hurry and deliver a message to Mr. Conklin. So long, Harriet. Goodbye, everybody.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, I don't know. He seems awfully mixed up. He told me I was abominable, and then he gave me this note.
A note? Well, what does it say?
I don't quite understand it. It says, I would like a dozen small flower pots for my windowsill.
Ask Miss Brooks to step into my office immediately, please. Now then, Stretch, you're positive Miss Brooks told you to give me this note?
Yes, Mr. Conklin.
I see. Well, that will be all, Stretch. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Conklin.
Your name hangs in my heart like a bell's tone. And evermore with love I tremble. Now, really. Come in.
You sent for me, Mr. Conklin?
Yes, Miss Brooks, I did. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Miss Brooks, I don't know quite how to begin. I received your note, of course, and, well, I never suspected you felt the way you do.
Well, I did decide rather recently, Mr. Conklin.
But, Miss Brooks, you know Mrs. Conklin so well. What do you suppose she'd say?
Don't you think she'd like the idea?
Like the idea?
Mr. Conklin, aren't you exaggerating the importance of my little note? It isn't as if I'm asking for the moon. All I want is some little ones.
Little ones?
Yes. I've got as much right to them as anybody else, haven't I?
But Miss Brooks...
If a dozen is too many, I'll settle for six. And if you don't mind, I'd like to have them by the end of the day.
You've been working very hard lately. And I know conditions here aren't too good. And
conditions aren't too good in any school, Mr. Conklin. That's one of the reasons I want them.
Let me review this request, Miss Brooks. You say you want six little ones by the end of the day.
That's right. I'd like to string them along my windowsill.
String them along your windowsill?
Well, that's better than letting them lie around the nursery, isn't it?
But why do you come to me?
Because you supply the whole school.
Miss Brooks, what are you talking about?
Flower pots. I want you to sign the requisition for me.
Requisition? But I didn't get a requisition. Here's what Snodgrass brought me.
Your name hangs in my heart like a bell's tongue.
Excuse me, Daddy, but there's been a terrible mistake.
What are you talking about, Harriet? Why aren't you in class, Denton?
It was Stretch's mistake, Mr. Conklin.
I guess I got excited.
Oh, pardon me, but the door was open, Mr. Conklin.
Mr. Boynton, what is this, a convention?
Well, I heard you were called up on the carpet, Miss Brooks, so I thought I'd come by and see if there was anything I could do.
Oh, that was very sweet of you, Mr. Boynton. It's about the poem that was
going on here? What's all this poem nonsense, anyway?
Well, don't you see, Daddy? Stretch gave you the poem he was planning to give me by mistake.
But he wasn't the only one that gave Harriet a poem. I did, too. I put one in her history book.
What?
But it wasn't my idea, Mr. Conklin.
Then whose idea was it?
Do they take women in the Foreign Legion?
Our Miss Brooks returns in just a moment, but first...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl, you owe your crowning glory to a luster cream shampoo.
And now, once again, here is our Miss Brooks.
Well, Harriet was so impressed by Walter's efforts to woo her away from her secret admirer... that she forgot about Mr. Boynton and Stretch before you could say, your name hangs in my heart like a tongue in Barney's delicatessen. As for Stretch, he, of course, was heartbroken. But out of his soul-shaking anguish came another great original composition, which he cleverly entitled Melancholy Baby. I had a date with Mr. Boynton that night, and while I was waiting for him to pick me up, Mrs. Davis and I were chatting in the living room.
Look, Connie... do you think that his reading Cyrano will change Mr. Boynton's bashful attitude any?
I hope so, Mrs. Davis. He certainly has been backward when it comes to... I'll get it. Hello?
Oh, hello, Miss Brooks. This is Mr. Boynton. I just wanted to let you know I've certainly had my eyes opened by this book you loaned me.
You mean Cyrano, Mr. Boynton?
Yes, it's wonderful, Miss Brooks, and it's made me realize something I should have known long ago.
What's that, Mr. Boynton?
I don't read half enough. So if you don't mind, Miss Brooks, I'd like to call off our date tonight and stay home and finish the book.
Mr. Boynton.
Yes?
May I suggest another book for you to read?
What book is that, Miss Brooks?
It's called Everything Comes to Him Who Waits. But, brother, you're waiting too long.
Next week, tune into another Our Miss Brooks show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo.
That was the Poetry Mix-Up from March 20th, 1949. Radio's Our Miss Brooks launched in the summer of 1948 and aired for about a decade, with overlapping success on television from 1951 through 56, and then for years in reruns. Prior to getting her very own series, Eve Arden spent time on the Danny Kaye radio show. And it had supporting roles on the big screen in Oh Doctor, Stage Door, and Mildred Pierce, to name just a few. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was The Comedies Continue, as we travel to Wistful Vista for Fibber McGee and Molly, right after this.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 doo-wop hits, a four-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of PrimeStix. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gerhardt Law for... since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where before the break we had the Eve Arden-led series, Armis Brooks. And now a program once described as a fantasy comedy, which might explain why the man of the house never seemed to have a job, and therefore was usually home all day. He's played by Jim Jordan. His real-life wife, Marion, not only plays his radio wife, she's also the voice of the little girl, Teeny. And this one also has a nice performance by Harold Perry as Gildersleeve. Heading back to December 3rd of 1940.
Well, National Apple Week has come and gone. So is National Donut Week. But do you know what this is? This is National, gee whiz, we positively gotta make out that Christmas shopping list today for sure week. And here at 79 Wistful Vista, pens in hand, wrinkles in brow, and no ideas in mind, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, for goodness sakes, McGee, think. You're not being any help at all on this Christmas list.
I'm thinking...
You're no such a thing. You're just sitting there drawing little pictures.
Well, Dad, rather all deep thinkers draw pictures while they're thinking. And what you draw shows what kind of a thinker you are. You see these triangles and circles with the dots in them? That shows that at heart I'm a big business tycoon.
You mean tycoon?
Tycoon was a ball player with Detroit.
That was Ty Cobb, dearie.
Well, then what's a typhoon?
It's a disease. My sister had typhoon and all her hair came out.
That's typhoid. Come to think of it, a typhoon is a big wind. Something like a Toronto.
Oh, so that scribbling of yours proves you're just a big wind, huh?
Oh, there's Mrs. Uppington. The slice of lemon in the social finger bowl.
Yeah. To see her standing there with her head so high, you'd think she only had one chin.
Yeah.
Come in.
Don't think she won't.
Ah, how do you do, Mrs. McGee? And Mr. McGee? Oh, I'm so glad you're at home. Would you care to take a few tickets on our clubwoman's raffle?
Oh, you're raffling off a clubwoman? No, thanks, Uppy. I wouldn't know what to do with her if I won.
Now, please, Mr. McGee.
Ah, stop it, you big tease.
Oh, well, sure.
What's the raffle for, Mrs. Uppington?
Oh, for a very worthy cause, my dear. Oh. We're going to present the city with a new statue.
Oh, a statue of who?
We'll think of somebody. And now, how many chances will you take?
Well, how much are the tickets, Abigail?
15 cents. And the first prize is a large sum in cash.
Okay, I'll take one.
Oh, so will I. Here's a quarter, Mrs. Uppington.
Here's a half a buck. You got change, Uppy?
Well, no, I haven't, Miss McGee.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me see. I owe Mrs. McGee 10 cents and you 35 cents.
Yes.
That's 45 cents that I owe you both. Oh, here, I have a dollar bill. Have you got 55 cents more in change?
Nope.
Me either. But I got another half a dollar.
Oh, well, you let me take that. Then I think I can work it out. Now, let me see. I owe you 55 cents.
$1.05 with that other half I gave you.
Well, why don't you deduct the tickets, which is 30 cents from the half a buck I gave you, and... Oh, no, you can't do that. Well, why don't you take the quarter and... Oh, that won't do.
I tell you, how about the...
No.
Oh, I know. Now, here, you take this half dollar, and I... Oh, no, that's wrong, isn't it? Now, let me see. How much have I here?
$1.25, and we owe you 30 cents.
Yes, exactly. 30 cents from $1.25 is 95 cents.
Yeah.
Now, has anyone a nickel?
Here's a nickel.
Oh, splendid. And here's a dollar.
Huh?
And here are your two tickets.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You're listening to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, and we'll be back after this short break.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was.
Dollar and a quarter, two tickets for 15 cents.
$1.35. Let's see, I gave her a half a buck and she...
Hey, somebody got gypped on that deal. Was it us?
Well, search me, you ought to know. You're the big business Tyrone.
That's Typhoon.
It is not. A Typhoon is a bottle that squirts soda water.
That's a siphon.
Siphons are snakes.
Well, then what's a python?
A python is a snake that looks like...
Gildersleeve.
Hello there, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Pipper.
Hi, Hockey.
Say, you mind if I borrow my coal shovel?
Why, certainly not, Mr. Gildersleeve. You can borrow your coal shovel anytime you want.
Yeah, but don't forget to bring it back, Gildy. Last time you borrowed your coal shovel, you kept it for near 2 weeks.
I'm awfully sorry about that, McGee. I paid a lot of money for that coal shovel, and, well, I like to take a look at it now and then.
What did you want it for? What did you want it for, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Well, I wasn't home this morning, and when they delivered my 5 tons of coal, the driver dumped it right on my front lawn.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. I called the coal company, and they said one of the neighbors told them to dump it there. If I ever lay my hands on the long-nosed, interfering, meddlesome fool...
Now, wait a minute, Gildersleeve. Be careful what you say about me.
So it was you, was it?
Was I?
McGee, you've ruined my lawn. I've got to shovel 5 tons of coal into the basement.
Well...
And by George, you're going to help me.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Gildersleeve, if you ain't the most brazen, high-handed linthead I ever saw... Here, I do you a favor by telling the coal men where to put the coal, and then you come barging in here and asking for your coal shovel to put the coal in the basement and demand that I help. Why, that's un-American.
I'd refuse to do it, dearie. He can't force you.
No.
Oh, I can't, eh?
No.
I'll drag him out there by the scruff of the neck.
Who'll drag who out by what scruff of whose neck? You lay one pinky on me, Gildersleeve, and I'll push your chest back up where it used to be.
You will, eh? Why, you little pup's heart. I'll shake you till your eyes roll around like a pinball game.
Oh, yeah. You big muscle-bound muscle-bound moose. I'll choke you till that foghorn voice of yours sounds like a penny whistle. I'll do worse than that. Molly.
Yes, dearie?
Take Gildersleeve's name off of that Christmas list.
It isn't on.
Well, write it on and then scratch it off again. I'll just give somebody else that Daisy air rifle.
You're a hard man, McGee. Gee whiz, I've always wanted a Daisy air rifle. I'll bet you don't know what I was going to give you.
What?
I won't tell.
Oh, come on, I told you.
Well, but you're not going to do it. You're mad at me.
I ain't mad at you, Gil, honest. What are you going to give me?
Well... You know how you've always wanted a Boy Scout knife with 6 blades.
Oh, boy, a real Scout knife, huh? One that's got a thing on it that you can hang it on your belt with?
Yeah.
I give up.
Look, Gilly, we shouldn't ought to argue like this here. It's too near Christmas. We ought to be full of goodwill and the Christmas spirit, brotherhood and love for your neighbor and all stuff like that there. I'll help you shovel in your dirty old coal.
It isn't just on account of I'm giving you that scout knife.
Gildersleeve, that knife never entered my mind.
Yeah? For a while there, I thought it was going to enter your throat. Now, if you two anthracite athletes are going to shovel that coal, go ahead and do it.
Okay. Get your coat and hat, McGee. It's pretty cold out there.
Okay. I got an old coat right here in this box.
Yeah, well, hurry up. Oh.
straighten up that closet one of these days. Come on, get up. Front yard Gildersleeve's got here, ain't it, Molly?
Oh, it's just beautiful.
Oh, it certainly is.
Even that big pile of coal is very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Contrasted with the white snow and all.
Hey, what are you two talking about? You've seen my front yard 1,000 times.
Pipe down, Gildersleeve. We're planting the scene.
Oh. Excuse me.
Well, get to work, boys. I can hardly wait to see McGee swing that shovel.
Don't worry about me.
Well, hello there, kid.
Oh, hi, old timer.
Hello there, old timer.
Some plum pudding for the holidays? Best you ever had. Make it myself.
Will it keep?
Indefinitely, daughter.
Fine. Ask us again next year.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it.
Did you hear it?
Wait a minute. How about you, Throckmorton? Want to order plum pudding?
No, I don't.
Thought not. The way I heard it, one feller said, tell a feller, says, I... Hey, wait a minute. Either of you folks want to order any mincemeat?
Not me.
I don't believe so.
Okay. One feller says, tell a feller, says, I see you're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly. Gonna hear them again next week at this time? No, says Telefeller. Not if they're this week next time. Well, sorry you kids don't want any plum pudding. It's gonna be mighty good.
I didn't even know you could cook, old-timer.
Can't, Johnny. But if I get enough orders, by criminy, I'll learn. Come on, kid.
The first half of a Fibber McGee and Molly episode known as 5 Tons of Coal from December 1940. Of course, we'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. That was Bill Thompson as old-timer, finding a creative way to promote the actual show he was appearing on. The voice whiz was in his 20s at the time, and he was also the voice of Wallace Wimple, Horatio K. Boomer, Nick DiPopolis, and others. As a cartoon voice actor, he was Droopy Dog, sounding just like Wimple. And he was also the White Rabbit in Disney's Alice in Wonderland, Smee in Peter Pan, and many others. And Bill Thompson was one of the first actors to voice Scrooge McDuck. But another fellow would spend decades voicing that Disney character. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Fibber McGee and Molly cast member Bill Thompson also briefly voiced Disney's Scrooge McDuck. But for most of the time, that character was voiced by Alan Young. Of course, best known for the role of Wilbur Post on the 1960s television talking horse sitcom, Mr. Ed. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.